Squares. Colt 45's goose eggs across the board. They've had a couple of base runners. They've both reached by a walk. Kronowski will face their 5, 6, 7 hitters. That's Dalton Bowen, Caden Matheny, and Will Worthington in this inning. Bowling leading it off, right-handed batter. He's their third baseman. He flew to right field his last time up. First pitch swinging, slow roller to third. Fielded by Duarte, makes the throw, out number one. One pitch, one out. God, like that. Peter's thrown 52 pitches, 27 strikes, 25 balls. That is not his normal MO. But, you know, those are the kind of things, especially you're challenging yourself pitching in this heat against arguably the best lineup he's faced all year. Here's the right-handed hitting Matheny, who popped a short his last time up. He takes the first pitch over for a strike. Matheny will be attending the University of Washington. He's a stocky guy, 6'2", 200 pounds. Does not, he kind of has a crouchy, more of a crouch stance, so he doesn't look as tall when he stands in there. Not as deep as like a Chris Bryant, but is Bryant the one who goes down deep, right? Or is that Bryant? But definitely a wide stance, slightly open. Swings and fouls that one out of play. Nice changeup, 1-2. Peter Kronowski on the hill for the Heritage High School Eagles. I've got that right. High bouncer towards second. And Connor McCoy tried to field it on the big hop and just, I don't know if, it didn't look like he took his eye off of it. But didn't get it. It'll be an error. It was a tough one. It was high chopper right into the sun, not making any excuses, but it was a weird one. Mentioning Peter for his high school, and we all know it's high school, but hey, all these guys are just coming out of high school. Peter, as a senior at Heritage, had a 5-2 record. He pitched in 16 games, a 2.45 earned run average. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Will Worthington is a ball, 1-0. Worthington actually will be attending San Diego, as mentioned. That one a little low, brings up some dirt. But I tell you, Peter also showed signs in pitcher's batting practice last week of being a heck of a hitter. I never did find out who won that home run hitting contest, but he's got a game. Runner going, throw to second, a little bit to the shortstop side. So if it's 2 feet to the other side, he might have had a shot at him, but it was a good jump from Matheny. Stolen base. And it's a 2-1 count. So Worthington now is a man in scoring position. Just one out. We're in the fourth. Nice pitch. Just missed it a little low. But as I mentioned, as a hitter, he really showed me stuff. Peter did in that batting practice session. Obviously an athlete. Big left-hander. Delivers a 3-1 fastball. Wow. He's not getting that outside corner against right-handed hitters. The home plate umpire, Zach Snell, is giving the inside corner on right-handed hitters today, but not that outside corner. So Peter walks him. His third walk of the game. And normally, walk's not an issue for him, so he might be just getting pinched, or he's just being a little tighter with those. Either way, doesn't matter. He's got a batter to face. Adam Crampton swung on. Soft liner just into the grass in center field for a hit. Tweet comes up, hits the cutoff man. With one out, they weren't sending him, so the bases will now be loaded. Second hit up the middle for Crampton. He just walked up there and just kind of stroked it. But as mentioned, Kronowski walked four in his last start in four innings. before that, he hadn't walked more than two guys in any start. So hopefully this guy doesn't get to him again. Connor Lawrence walked in the third. Now with the bases loaded, the right-handed batter standing in open stance. First pitch inside corner, called for a strike. Lawrence is from California High School in San Ramon. Batting right against the left-handed pitcher, switch hitter. Here's the 0-1. Bounced up, but Duarte, excuse me, Waterman keeps it in front of him. 1-1 the count. And the right-handed batter steps back in. Now he's ready. Everybody's ready. Bases loaded. Kronowski working exclusively from the stretch. Just one out. Fastball up, popped up, out of play. Looking to see if we have a stat on grounding into double play. They don't really have that on their statistics. We don't have it in ours either, so. Lawrence now ready, back in the box. Kronowski flips his glove forward, asking for the catcher to go through the signs again. He does, and now they are on the same page. 1-2, curveball, swung on, missed, a good one. He got him there. Came at a good time for Peter. That is his second strikeout of the game. We go to the leadoff hitter, top of the order. Coleman Brigman will come to the plate. And Brigman's 0 for 2 tonight. Brigman, the right-handed batter. Brigman stands in now. Swings, big swing, first pitch, fouls it off. He gets pretty deep in the box. Back foot, back, basically the back corner closest to the catcher. Starting to get some shadows, which can, this can still be a difficult time of day for hitters, as I mentioned yesterday, to pick up the ball from the pitcher. Not so much because of the sun, but because of the sun reflecting off a building out behind center field on the other side of Cypress. There's not a true hitter's eye there. Swung on, hit pretty well towards right center field. It could be extra bases. Two runs at least will score. Tweet comes over and cuts it off, hits the cutoff man. They're going to send the third guy as the ball is bobbled on the relay, and it's a bases clearing double for Coleman Brigman. Well, that'll spoil your inning. There's no doubt that's one of the hardest hit balls of the night. That makes it 4-0. And with the man at second, two outs now. So a couple of hard hit balls here this inning. Well, well placed. I mean, Crampton's is good. Those runs, by the way, I hate to utter these words, they all are unearned. Because of the one-out error on the high bouncer by McCoy. Showing bunt with two outs. Must have been thinking bunt hit with the lefty pitching. Don't know. Obviously, with two outs, he wasn't thinking anything else with a bunt. And the lefty stands back in there. He bounced to second in the first and bounced to short in the third. That one's up, 2-0. Caden Connor, he's hitting .333 for them this summer. No homers and 8 RBI coming into the game. Runner going for third, breaking ball over for a strike. Kronowski wasn't paying attention. And they just want to get this batter right here. So it's a stolen base. And Matheny, Worthington, and Crampton scored. That's Brigman over at third, Coleman Brigman. And Caden Connor takes the 2-1, and it misses ball three. So Kronowski, again, struggling to throw strikes tonight. That was part of the problem his last start. That's part of the process. He'll learn to be a pitcher at the next level. He'll get there. 3-1. Off-speed swung on, laced foul left side. Well, next week, August 1st, that's Thursday night, the next home game, is alumni night. So if you played at Tiger Field in high school, American Legion, or with the Colt 45s, you'll be recognized at the game. That's alumni night, August 1st. 3-2 pitch. Off-speed swung on, tried to stay alive, just fouls it off, left side out of play. Then on the 2nd, it's flash back Friday. And you can wear your tie-dye stuff, anything that's kind of got the 60s going, and you'll get a dollar off your ticket. That's August 2nd. And one of the biggest nights of the year annually, August 3rd, is Fan Appreciation Night. Don't want to miss that one. That's next Saturday night, 6 days from now. Swung on, hit sharply just past the outstretched glove of Connor McCoy for a base hit. So Brigman scores. It's now 5-0. Connor's on first with the RBI single. And the eighth hitter of the inning, Mac Bingham, comes to the plate. There. Getting to Kronowski a little bit this inning. But again, he shouldn't be in this mess. Inning should have been over. But should-haves and would-haves. So standing in is Mac Bingham, that dangerous hitter, had the infield hit in the third. And Bingham was selected by the Cubs this year out of high school in the 40th round, off speed over. It's a ball. At this point in time, he is he's elected to go to University of Arizona. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball, that's a good one. Still has good velocity, 1-1. Peter's still too close to 50-50 on the balls and strikes tonight. 42 strikes, 35 balls. Swung and fouled out of play. They've already got some action out in the bullpen. It's a right-hander throwing at Jordan Akins, who threw a lot of pitches a couple days ago. This is his bullpen day. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. See if Peter can get out of it. Runner's going. High breaking ball. Throw to second is just there, and he got it. Oh, my. Excellent tag on that one by Connor McCoy, and a perfectly thrown ball by your catcher, Waterman. So they get it out of trouble with a caught stealing for out number 3-2-4 in your scorebook. But the Puff Caps get 4 here in the top of the fourth. They're all unearned. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth looking to come alive with the bats. Colt 45's trailing 5-0 on KCNR.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Josh Kosevich, the Oregon-bound right-hander, facing the middle of the Colt 45's lineup here in the third inning. It'll be Roop, Tanner Tweed, and Daniel Duarte. Hope that you use pencil on your lineup card with my silly out-of-order batting order earlier. I use pencil always. Should always use pencil in the scorebook because you never know if the scorekeeper is going to change his or her mind. They can do that, you know. The one stat that matters the most in the scorebook is how many times you fill in that little diamond when you're keeping score, because that means a run has scored, and we've done that five times now for Pacific Union Financial Capitalists. Colt 45s need to get it going. They've come up with some late runs this week. They had some early runs yesterday, but I'm all for some right now runs, if you could choose. Roop takes the first swing. Swings at the first pitch, misses it, 0-1. Brendan bounced to shortstop in the first. Swung on, hit pretty well, but right at the left fielder. And Bingham comes in a step, makes a catch for out number one. That brings up Tanner Tweet, who's out in left field tonight. He bounced to short in the second. Tanner is in just the 109 at-bats. He has five homers, and was struggling at the start just to get back in the groove after missing so much time with a hand injury. Had surgery on that left hand, and he's 100% now. 0-1 pitch. Misses that one, 0-2. Comes a little bit off the plate. Buck maybe tried to pull it. Now he's got to guard that dish, as they say. The 0-2, fastball back to the screen, 1-2. Shadows now starting to cross across the center of the diamond from the third base side, streaking out towards right is the sun field right now. And we have a goose again. The goose has found some shade in shallow left center. We get a lone goose every now and then. Check swing. Did he go? Yeah, he did. They're going to tag him out to make sure. That's strike three. But, yeah, the goose, we'll see how long he sticks around out there in shallow left center. Not sure, obviously, if it's the same one who sat out there in right center earlier this week. But, you know, sometimes geese fly together, and sometimes they go their own way. We'll see how long he sticks around. Daniel Duarte flew out to center field his last time up. Lines one towards the goose, up the middle, base hit. It's fielded by the center fielder, Bowling, and the goose is yet to move. He had his back to the infield. So now a runner on with two outs. And the goose is staying put. Duarte runs pretty well for a catcher. Hate to say that because, you know, they're not mutually exclusive. Easton Waterman proved that last inning and when he was on base. Also a catcher, also a teammate of Duarte's in the past. And the first pitch to the right-handed batter swung on, hit pretty well towards right center field. Brigman in the gap now has a beat on it in front of the track at about 355 feet out there. He catches it for out number three. So the Colt 45 zero in on a couple. They do get the first hit of the game, a single towards center and right at the goose, but that man is left on base. So we'll go to top of the fifth, Colt 45 trailing 5-0 on KCNR.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. and once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. The new pitcher for the Colt 45s is Jordan Akins. Wasn't sure if Jordan would be available tonight. They could have used him out of the pen last night. He's been one of their stoppers this year out of the bullpen. Jordan, the right-hander. You know he's from Redding, California, with Foothill. With Billy Plummer, 5'9", 165-pounder, excellent fastball, good changeup, good curveball. Really extended his arsenal this summer, working with Bill Plummer and the Colt 45 staff. And he'll be getting to work with Shasta College again this year. They're trailing 5-0. Not sure how many pitches Peter Kronowski threw. We had to put the iPad back into the cooler. Oh, life's funny, isn't it? First pitch, or rather not the first pitch, the first batter to face him will be Bingham. He was at the plate when Connor was thrown out stealing. Let's see if we can tell you how many pitches Peter threw. I guess it's not a final box score yet, so we can't do that yet. So the right-handed hitter will stand in. The catcher Waterman goes out to have a little chat with his pitcher Akins. They get on the same page. I don't know that they obviously have played together in college at Shasta, but I don't know if they've talked much this summer. Kronowski's pitch count was 78 pitches tonight, so he was nearing the end of his availability, and he'll probably get another start next week. So on this hot day, you're not going to ask a guy to throw 100 pitches or 90 pitches. It's just, you're just not going to do it. That one got away from the catcher, and then Daniel Duarte ran all the way over to the home team. I don't know. Apparently it hit the umpire on the foot. Okay, so they're dilly-dallying, so he can kind of get the ouch out of his toe. That's Zach Snell behind home plate. They wear umpires, if you've ever noticed, they do wear not just padding, but a protective shield in there, like a fiberglass, a light. They used to have metal in there when they were back in the Stone Age, but they're basically thick safety shoes almost. Now, obviously, I have to be able to run around in them, just like a catcher in his cleats. So he's okay. Everybody's okay. Akins comes back to deliver. Bouncing ball. Hit to third. Horsley jumps up, catches, throws a strike to first base for out number one. Well played. Two pitches, one out. And that brings up Aaron Roberts. So Jordan, this is his team high 17th appearance of the summer. He's thrown 39 and two-thirds innings, given up 44 hits in those innings, 16 earned runs. He has a 2-1 record and a 3.63 earned run average, one of the best on the team. And Jordan throws strikes. He has 48 strikeouts in those 39 two-thirds innings, 19 walks, which is much lower than many of the guys' ratios this summer. That one's over for a strike on the inside corner to big Aaron Roberts, who's hitless tonight after pounding the ball the last couple of days. But obviously a lot of baseball left to be played tonight. Homered in each of the first two games. Here's the 0-1. I don't think they've given him much to hit tonight. But he has flown out twice, once to center field in the first and once to left field in the third. The duck, by the way, the goose, is still in the outfield. Fastball away. Good-looking heat there from Jordan. The right-hander with a straight blondish-brown hair comes down on his shoulders, has a beard, works from the windup with nobody on base. Nice leg kick. Came inside low, 2-1. Akins is all business out there. He doesn't goof around. Wants the ball and wants to throw it by you if he can. Here's the 3-1 to Roberts. Fastball, he swung hard, fouled it off of the catcher, and he got him good. Not sure where he got him. He's going to be okay, just a foul ball, but might have got him in the meat of the hand. He's down on one knee. He's going to be all right. Umpire's telling him, hey, give me a couple of baseballs while we're doing this. Let him catch his breath. I think it got him inside the leg, actually. Just hurts, that's all. Catch your breath, breathe in and out. You'll be ready to squat down again in just no time. It's a tough back there for these catchers in this heat. I don't need to tell you that. It's not imaginary. They have several guys who can go behind the plate. The temperature right now out at the airport is still 102 degrees. So it's probably close to that in the shade behind home plate, but there's still sun out there. And the goose, by the way, to bring levity to the situation, remains out in center field. Ball four misses high on the 3-2 count. Aiken's first man to reach against Jordan. Robert Jones runs well, what we've seen for a big guy, and he's now at first with one out. Dalton Bowling to the plate. Bowling flew to right field in the second, bounced to third in the fourth. Stands in. Takes a pitch for a ball, 1-0. Colt 45 trailing in this one, 5-0. Kronowski tagged with 4 unearned runs, so his night's over. Deserved a better fate. That pitch misses, 2-0. Here comes Bowling. Aiken's falling behind early. Not a big lead at first for Roberts. Fastball. That one's fouled back. Nobody throwing in their bullpen either. No, neither bullpen is active right now. It's 5-0. We're in the bottom, top of the fifth. With one out and a 2-1 count on the batter, Dalton Bowling. Colt 45 is trying to snap this little two-game losing streak. 2-1. That one's away. 3-1. Jordan pinching it a little bit. A little too close. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. Needs to throw a strike here. Everybody knows it. Fastball check swing. Fouled it off. Count full. Right-handed batter standing in. Now he... Aikens from the stretch, looks to first, slide step, good fastball, blows it by him, strike three. The final line on Peter Kronowski, 4 innings. He gave up 5 hits. Let me get that for you. 5 hits, 5 runs, no earned, 3 walks. And 3 strikeouts, I believe. 1, 2. No, he only had 2 strikeouts tonight. The batter is Caden Matheny, and he fouled one back. He actually scored his last time up, popped a second in the second, reached on a walk in the fourth, and then scored one of those unearned runs. Not a big lead at first for Roberts. Foul back, out of play. Now the count 0-2. Aikens looks over at first base, sees Roberts doesn't have a big lead, 0-2 delivering, he's not going anywhere. Here's the breaking ball, over called, strike three, inside corner, right where it was is being abused by the other pitcher. Well, the Colt 45s went there, and they get the strikeout to end the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, a walk, and that man left on base. We'll go to the top, bottom half of inning number five. Colt 45's looking to scratch out something on that scoreboard, get back in this game. A lot of baseball left to be played on KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
BMT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BMT Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
The Pacific Union Financial Capitalists up 5-0 on the Colt 45s this evening. Hot evening out at the ballpark, but the shadow's starting to make its way on to cover most of the field. Light's not on yet, but it will be a relief in the stands. Big Peter Kanowski deserved a better fate, winds up giving up some unearned runs, and he finished his assignment through those four innings. Colt 45 is trailing 5-0, and I know that curious minds will ask. The Goose is still in center field, just about 25 feet in front of and to the left field side of the center fielder. Shallow left center. It would be a dying quail if you were to hit one out there, just bloop it up. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Arbor. Bird lovers everywhere, just teasing. We're not going after the birds here. So we're in the bottom of the fifth. The leadoff hitter is one of the Tweet twins that joined the club yesterday. Bryce Tweet takes first couple of pitches and quickly a 1-1 count. A left-handed batter, breaking ball over. That's strike 1-2. Colt 45, just one hit. It came last inning. Daniel Duarte delivered that one, and the Goose didn't move. Here's a fastball. Missed away. 1-2. Tried to get him to chase. 2-2, excuse me. Tried to get him to chase one there. And the breaking ball there. Way out in front on that swing. Strike three. So Bryce got fooled by Kusevich on that one. Out number one brings up Nick Horsley, who's at third base tonight. Made a nice play, strong throw just an inning or so ago. Watched a called third strike in the second. Colt 45s have been victims of a called third strike three times. They have five strikeouts. We're now in the fifth by Kusevich. First pitch fouled, bounced left side, just past the third baseman. Connor McCoy on deck with one out, bases empty. Kusevich, big kick, fastball over for a strike, 0-2. It's hard not to watch the Goose. I mean, if you're a hitter, you're looking right at it, pretty much. He's now eating grass. Check swing, he didn't go. 1-2. Now appears to have found some good grass seed out there. He's pecking now, and there are no other geese in sight. Usually they come in that in a and a flock. Good fastball, missed away, 2-2. Again, still a sun field streaking to cross in the second baseman's eyes and the right fielder's eyes. That's about it. The rest is in the shade now. Horsley chases a breaking ball, gets away from the catcher, but he'll throw it to first for out number three. Second strikeout of the inning, Connor McCoy comes to the plate.
Number seven,
McCoy, right-handed batter. Bounced to short his first time up. Connor's wanting to swing at that first breaking ball on the over on the inside corner, and it's a called strike. Here comes the 0-1. That's also a breaking ball, a called strike. They're wearing out that inside corner as long as he's calling it. And they're going to throw it there. That's what I'd do. Now you have to protect that play with two strikes. Awaiting the 0-2 from Kasevich. Another breaking ball. That one he tried to pull a little bit, struck him out. So they go down on strikes. That means Kasevich whiffed the side here in the fifth. We'll go to the top half of inning number six. Colt 45's trailing 5-0 on KCNR.
North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler, has been in business since 1983, serving Northern California, Southern Oregon, and Western Nevada. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier for the industrial and construction markets with same-day delivery. North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler on Crossroads Drive right here in Redding. Call 222-1500. That's 222-1500.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, Colt 45's baseball. Top of the sixth. Through five innings, Colt 45's trailing 5-0. We'll get you the line here. Five runs, five hits, no errors for the Puff Caps out of the Bay Area. And no runs, just one hit, two errors for the Colt 45s. It's the 7-8-9 spots in the order for the Puff Caps. Will Worthington leads it off. He walked and scored in that fourth. We'll get you up to date on some Major League scores here in just a moment. That one's over for a strike. So quickly, Jordan Akins working right at, going right at him this inning. And most of them, I believe, are finals. They may all be finals by now in Major League Baseball. Phillies beat the Braves 9-4. That one bounced back. Realmuto had a grand slam. Rays came back from an 8-1 deficit to win 10-9 in Toronto. Marlins beat the Diamondbacks 5-1. In Cincinnati, the Reds edge the Rockies 3-2. That pitch misses. 2-2 now the count. In New York, Mets edge the Pirates 8-7. Vargas over Archer in that one. Nationals pounded the Dodgers today. Strasburg got the win over Buehler. 11-4, the final. That one swung on, missed, and the third strike bounced out in front, so he completes the out by throwing it on to first. Third strikeout for Akins, and it'll bring up the right-handed hitting Adam Crampton. Back to the scoreboard. Cubs put it on the Brewers 11-4 tonight. Schwarber had a couple of homers, including a grand slam, seven ribbies, 11 for the final. Twins beat the White Sox 11-1 in Chicago. This one swung on, bounced right back through the box. Akins knocks it down. Everybody's going to check and see if he's all right. He says, I'm fine. Throws him out at first. 1-3 in the scorebook. Worse, it apparently got a little bit of him on his leg, his left shin, kicked it away. He says he's okay. He's smiling. He has a big smile on his face. So does Duarte. Kick save Akins. Back to the scoreboard. Astros beat the Cardinals 6-2 in St. Louis. Royals down the Indians 9-6, but just an odd day there today when Bauer had a bad day pitching. He took the loss, and when he knew he was coming out of the game, he threw the ball out over the, I believe it, over the fountain area in center field. And, well, he immediately realized he'd done something wrong. He'll probably get a suspension from the team for that, I would imagine, if not Major League Baseball. He was apologetic after the game, but he's had some problems with frustrations. Something for him to work on. Kansas City beat Cleveland in that game 9-6. We've got a new hitter here, by the way. Pinch hitter that I almost missed. This is Dawson Brigman, batting right-handed batter. That one's up. And the count now, I believe, 3-0. So Dawson Brigman batting. This one swung on, missed. Counts 3-1 now. Right-handed hitter. Akins, nice big wind. Fastball swung on. Bloop down the left field line in the corner. It's going to be foul and fall harmlessly. Dawson Brigman is the one who was added to the roster. I believe he's already played his freshman year at Santa Clara. In the two games, he is 0-for-3 with a run scored. On RBI, I believe he walked with the bases loaded and walked once. He's been hit by a pitch. Fouls that one off. And struck out. So he's done a little bit of everything in this series so far. Not sure what that will mean defensively for them. 3-2 pitch coming. The right-handed batter waits. Akins working from the wind. The goose has taken flight, and the ball is popped right side out of play. The goose is left, and the fans gave him an ovation. The goose has flown the coop. Okay. So now we can feel a little bit better about his health and well-being out there. And we can return our concern to the game. 3-2, lights are on, by the way. Just came on at the field. Off speed, just a little low. Tried to get him to chase it, but he held off. So Brigman at first on the walk. And that brings us to the top of their order. Back to the scoreboard. The A's did win that when they got a walk-off in the ninth. How about that? They battled back, and I believe they got it on a bases-loaded walk. 6-5 over the Rangers. Angels beat the Orioles 5-4. And that kid, Theis, got another walk-off homer. I think he has 4 walk-off homers this year. He's a rookie. He's not even been an everyday player. 5-4 pitch swung on. Hit towards left. It's trouble. Left center. And it's going to fall in front of Tanner Tweet. He cuts it off. The throw to third will be a little late. Runner will head into second with a leadoff. Or, I'm sorry, a two-out hit. So runners on second and third. Brigman at third now, and Brigman at second. Brigman is Dawson at third, and the other Brigman is at second. They are brothers. Younger Brigman is at second. And now Caden Connor to the plate. Also, Mariners beat the Tigers 3-2. Crawford a walk-off knock. Giants edge the Padres 7-6. How about that? And the Yankees beat the Red Sox 9-6. First pitch to the left-handed batting Connor. Good fastball, outside corner to him, over for a strike. He had an RBI single in that fourth. One for three tonight, couple of ground outs. As mentioned, the lights on. We know the air quality is not great due to the Oregon fires. Add that to the heat, and the sunset is a little different. Hope you're staying safe wherever you are. And we appreciate you tuning in with us. A ball and a strike now, the count on the two-hole hitter, Caden Connor. Aiken's fastball is on the outside corner for a called strike. Connor back in. He waits. The 1-2 from Jordan Aikens. Off-speed swung on. Missed. He struck him out. Fourth strikeout for Jordan since coming in relief. They don't add anything. That's the good news. No runs, a hit, no errors, and two men left on base. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth looking to get on that board. Colt 45's needing to get those rally caps going. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Well, we'll have some changes defensively as soon as we can figure them out. I can tell you for sure that Dawson Brigman's over at third base. He just came in. Bowling, I believe, has gone into catch. So I believe Bowling is now behind the plate. And that would be it. And unless there are other changes that we will become aware of as this inning goes on. Josh Kasevich continues this inning. Andy Baena going to lead it off. Andy has watched the third strike twice and would like to improve on that here in the sixth. Right-handed batter out of Cherry Creek High School in Aurora, Colorado. Breaking ball to him. A little high, 1-0. Kasevich has thrown 60 pitches, 38 for strikes. Swings at that fastball. It's a good one. Got it by him. 1-1. Nobody throwing in their bullpen, but they may have had some action earlier. That one swung on and missed, 1-2. They've been sticking to a pretty tight pitching schedule as far as how many pitches. Both managers will do that usually in summer ball, summer collegiate ball. They're working with the college coaches and the pitchers to make sure that they're helping the guy develop the way they want him to. I know last night going in, the Puffcaps had three pitchers planned. We wound up getting past those three both nights, but Bowling goes out to talk his signs over with Kasevich. Now Andy waits for the 1-2 delivery. Everybody's back to work. Fastball high, 2-2. Yeah, snow cone machine is working. The shaved ice is going. I could sure use some of that. Here comes the 2-2 pitch now, working from the wind. Kusevich comes, breaking ball, swung on, missed. He struck him out. He's been going to the hook more here the last couple of innings. I have 8 strikeouts in my book for Kusevich. And it brings up Peyton Edwards. He's not been a strikeout victim. He's grounded to the left side both times. Now they need to get the bats going. Somebody's got to start it off. Maybe it's Peyton Edwards. As I mentioned at the outset of the broadcast, Kusevich isn't going to give you any free passes. They got 2 walks on him in the second, and that's rare. He is a guy that throws strikes. And the Colt 45s have been able to only scratch a single hit out off of him. Popped up foul territory right side, first base side, in front of the visiting dugout. The catch is made by Roberts. Route number 2. Brings up Brendan Roop. Ground to short in the first, flew to left in the fourth.
Hey, Brandon.
Brendan had a couple of hits last night. And the previous night had a late RBI triple. That helped bring in a run. So just needs to get it going a little earlier tonight. They need a jump start somewhere here with 2 outs. Be a good time as any. They were something like 0 for 13 with men in scoring position last night. Tonight they've only had 1 man in scoring position, and they're 0 for 1 with runners in scoring position tonight. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Roop. Swung on, hit well, but high. Didn't get it on the nose enough. Into center field. Bowling will come in and make the catch for out number 3. So a second straight 1-2-3 inning for Kusevich. We go to the bottom, the top half of inning number 7, moving right along here at Tiger Field. But the Colt 45s need to keep them right where they're at, trailing 5-0 on KCNR.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Well, the Colt 45's have a new pitcher. Jordan Akins got his pitches in, and he's done for tonight. He did a very good job in his couple of innings of work. And Jordan winds up going 2 innings, 1 hit, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts, didn't give up any runs. So the new pitcher is Kyle Schrodel. Kyle is making his 16th appearance for the club, his 13th in relief, his 12th in relief. He's thrown 45 and a third innings, and that's his brother, Let's rephrase all that. All that was Nick. Sorry, Kyle. As if I haven't done that this year. Kyle's making his 10th appearance. I was like, gosh, I didn't think he pitched in that anyway. His 10th appearance. And 6 of those appearances have been in relief. 26 and 2/3 innings. He's given up 37 hits. Has a 2-1 record and an 8.77 earned run average. Right-hander out of Crown College, UPrep High School, of course, here in Reading. He and his brother both. And Kyle's first appearance of this series, the right-hander, will face their 3-4-5 hitters. So welcome to the show, buddy. See how Kyle does against the middle of their order. Bingham, I don't believe they've all been drafted, but the first two guys have been. Bingham and Roberts were drafted this year. I don't think Bowling was drafted. But what matters is what happens when you're in that box. First pitch of ball, the big lanky right-hander delivers a good fastball inside, fouled back. It's now 1-1. There's Kyle, 6'3", 215. He'll be a sophomore at Crown. He's been Mr. Everything this summer for the Colt 45s. Catcher, left fielder, right fielder, second base, pitcher, starter, reliever. Bounces one up there, 2-1. So they're trying to obviously get a couple of innings out of a couple guys. Here comes a 2-1 delivery now. Holds the glove in front of his face as he gets the sign, then pulls it back on the delivery, just misses away, 3-1. Game moving at a pretty good clip. Checking the binoculars to see who's loosening up out in the pen for them. It's Ryan Vanderhye. And that pitch misses, ball four. So Kyle walks, the first guy faces Mac Bingham. He's at first. Aaron Roberts now to the plate, right-handed hitter. They've solved him tonight, 0-for-2 with a walk. But the rest of the staff hadn't solved him the previous two games. So we mentioned that he was drafted in the 15th round by the Boston Red Sox. An awful lot of accolades out of high school, including high school All-American. Good power, my understanding is. Excellent pitcher as well. He wants to swing that bat. Breaking ball. Sorry, that was a changeup up. 1-0. Kyle working from the stretch. Runner has a pretty good lead. Bingham at first. Not going. Off speed up and in. 2-0. Missed on a couple of high ones. I mean, Roberts says he definitely has the launch angle thing with the home runs he hit. They were mistakes, bottom, thigh high, belt high, lower. Swung on. That one's ripped into left field. They were playing him deep in left field. Tweet comes over, cuts it off. Tanner, or did they swap? Have they swapped some positions out there? It looks like they may have. That's the other tweet out there. Oh, okay. We got all kinds of changes now, so we'll get those for you. So the other tweet is in the game. We have a tweet in left, a tweet in center, and Tanner's moved over to first. So the left-handed tweet, which I believe is Bryce, is out in center field. Or is that left? Who's got a glove on? Come on, guys. And then his twin brother is in left, and Tanner has moved over to first. So Roberts is at first with a single. Bingham is at second. I'm like, I saw that tweet coming over, and he had long hair. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's not Tanner. I mean, he has pretty long hair, but nothing like his kid brother's. Although he is letting it grow out. Yeah, it doesn't matter. 0-1, 2 on, and the right-hand batter Dalton Bowling up. Still nobody out here for Kyle Schrodel. Fastball popped up. Foul territory, right side. Too far for anybody to chase that one down. It's near the bullpen. And the count 0-2 on Bowling. He flew to right field in the second, grounded to third in the fourth, and struck out in the fifth. Those were all against the starter, Peter Kronowski. That pitch misses, 1-2. Nobody thrown in the bullpen for the Colt 45 now. We mentioned already that they have Ryan Vanderhee getting loose in the bullpen for them. 1-2, swung on, bounce, but foul, third base side. Colt 45s could use one of those. A ground ball would be nice right now to the infield. Needing outs. Here comes the 1-2 from Kyle Schrodel to Dalton Bowling. Dropped his arm slot a little, missed it high. 2-2. So it looks like the other Tweed brother basically will replace Horsley in the lineup. That one, slow roller towards first. Tanner has no play other than just step on the bag. Everybody had moved up by then. So Bingham is at third and Roberts at second. Bowling grounds out three and assisted. Cade Matheny, the center fielder, comes up. Popped short in the second, reached on an error by the second baseman in the fourth, and struck out looking in the fifth. He's a right-handed hitter. They're playing at normal depth. Tweet at first base against the right-hand batter might be in a little bit more. And the first pitch, curveball over for a strike. Triple-A final, we meant to tell you about. The Rivercats beat the Rainiers of Tacoma, 6-2 the final from Sacramento. That breaking ball missed away. Nice block by Waterman. And there you should have all the scores from elsewhere in baseball. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Good fastball outside corner, called strike two. I would imagine they want to get as many innings out of Kyle as they can. Moving forward, no one fouled back. Now, Horsley's out of the game, so you couldn't have Nick pitch. They did, so they would have to use an emergency pitcher somewhere else. Billy Plummer, I don't think, is available yet with that rib injury. He could pitch, but he'd rather wait till next weekend. Breaking ball, didn't miss by much. 2-2, good idea for Schroeder, but couldn't get Matheny to chase it. One out, men on second and third. Bah, top of the seventh, trying to keep it right where it's at. 2-2 fastball popped up, shallow center. Tweet coming in. He makes the catch and goes to the third base instead. Now it's a race to the bag, and you know what? The throw brought. He didn't hit the cutoff, man. He threw to third, and at the last minute you could see he probably meant to just throw it to the cutoff guy. And when you have new guys just joined you, where the cutoff play is supposed to be, sometimes that gets overlooked or isn't driven home. But his throw brought him off the base, basically. So Roberts was able to get to third, no problem. And Bingham scores on the sac fly. So it is now 6-0. And Will Worthington with two outs, right-handed batter, takes the first pitch. A little inside for a ball. He's their second baseman. Big swing and miss, 1-1. Kyle played an awful lot as a freshman at Crown. Hit 274, didn't do any pitching, I don't think, although he is, I think, he mostly was a catcher for them. He certainly caught his brother when his brother made his start there. That one fouled off. Now it's 1-2. Big leg kick, fastball away, 2-2. He walked Bingham to lead it off, then Roberts singled. Dalton Bowling bounced it to first. That moved the runners over, and then the sacrifice fly brought in Matheny, or rather, by Matheny brought in a run. This one popped third base side, going to be out of play. Count stays at 2-2. So that's where we are against Worthington. He popped to second base back in the second, walked and scored in the fourth, and struck out in the sixth. Three-two pitch, coming a big payoff. Need to get out of this inning here. Swung on, bounced towards short. Roop fields it, throws it, gets him. That's out number three. The Puff Caps do get one run on one hit, a sacrifice fly, brings it in, and we will now say, enjoy your seventh inning stretch. Take that walk, get the dog outside, stretch, do whatever you do, jumping jacks, get you a new cold root beer, or whatever. Enjoy your seventh inning stretch, and we'll be back with the bottom of the seventh, Colt 45s, trailing 6-0 on KCNR.
The McConnell Foundation is pleased to sponsor this year's Colt 45 season. We support hometown baseball in South City Park, part of the heart of Reading. Families, local businesses, and nonprofits make this community event successful. The McConnell Foundation believes the best way to build community is to support it together. Baseball is for everyone, from little leaguers to senior games. Thank you for rooting for our home team. Go Colt 45s!
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
The Shasta EDC is committed to growing our local economy. Do you operate a manufacturing company in Shasta County? If so, we are offering free consulting to local manufacturers in partnership with the California Manufacturing Network. Their dedicated industry experts are ready to serve your needs. Areas include lean manufacturing, sales and marketing, and HR. In addition to our consulting, we have also created the Grow Manufacturing Initiative that helps local manufacturers collaborate to be more effective and profitable. Call us today at 224-4920.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, place piled high with happiness. Last bedtime, time, it feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, hey, Black Bear feels like home.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
New pitcher for the Puff Caps, lanky right-hander, 6'6", 175-pounder out of Estrella Foothills High School in Goodyear, Arizona, Ryan Vanderhei. And Vanderhei was a underclass All-American as a junior in high school. He'll be attending University of Kansas. Or is it Kansas University? KU, right? Rock, Chalk, Jayhawk. That's what they say. Tanner Tweet will lead things off against Vanderhei. As mentioned, a lanky right-hander.
Number 23. Here. 2 weeks.
The lanky right-hander. Let's see what his pitching stats are for the Caps. First pitch to Tweet is away. One of those good-looking right fastball there. His 10th appearance, he's pitched 20 innings, faced 93 batters, and has a 5.40 earned run average. In those innings, he has 22 walks and 11 strikeouts. Obviously, control has been his issue. Looks like he's got some filling out to do. Very tall, very lanky. Quick delivery to the plate on his in his wind. Misses a little low there. He's quickly behind the count to Tanner Tweet. 3-0. Don't know if he has the red light, green light. At this point, just need base hits. Get base runners. Daniel Duarte at the plate. That's over for a strike. The velocity looked good. Here's 3-1. No breeze at all here tonight. Fastball hit sharply up the middle. Base hit. Crampton dove for it, but he wasn't going to get Tanner Tweet tonight. Tanner aboard. Now they got a little leadoff hitter on for the first time tonight. And it brings up Daniel Duarte. They need to string some together, that's for sure.
Number 15, Daniel Duarte.
You figured it out last inning that Duarte was at third, right? He moved to third and Tweet moved to first and Horsley was out. So Daniel, who homered last night, his first home run since joining the Colt 45s, rejoining them this summer. Of course, played here last year as well. That one foul back. After spending a couple of months working on a program in Florida playing ball. He's prepping to head to Benedictine University, Benedictine Mesa, as well as Horsley. 0-1 pitch coming. Tweet wouldn't be running as a decent lead, though. Fastball, heavy bat there. He swung right through it, way behind. 0-2 the count. So we see a good fastball there from him. Vanderhyde checks the runner over at first. That's Tweet. Now delivers to the plate. 0-2 swung on, popped up in the infield. Shortstop, Crampton calls for it. On the edge of the grass, he'll make the catch for out number one. So that'll bring up Easton Waterman. Waterman flew out to right field in the fourth inning. So he's looking for his first hit since joining the club in a couple of games here. Chokes up just a little bit on the bat. Right-handed batter, feet close together. Like maybe Sean Green used to do it for from the other side of the plate. Fouls the first pitch off, 0-1. Tweet is at first, one out. Colt 45s have two hits tonight. One back in the fourth, and Tanner's single here in the seventh. High plate bouncer foul. Bryce Tweet is on deck. And Blake Tweet would be in the hole. And here comes the 0-2 pitch. Fastball, check swing, outside, 1-2. Some vocal fans out tonight. Good fans. Good Sunday night. Actually, I think one of our better Sunday night crowds tonight, despite the heat. Here's a 1-2. No excuse about school tomorrow, right? That one's low. Some people go to work. Ah, who cares about that? You can handle it. 2-2. There's no Game of Thrones. So, Tanner Tweet at first now. Let's see what the 2-2 delivery is going to be coming to Waterman. They're looking for something high and inside based on where the catcher was sitting, and he missed low and away. So, the count now runs full. They have action out in the bullpen. Looks like a left-hander. Max Marino is out getting loose. The 3-2 pitch coming. Now, runner going, ball four, doesn't matter. So Tweet's at second. Tanner, that is. Easton Waterman at first, and Bryce Tweet now to the plate. Bryce, 0 for 1 tonight. He walked in the second. Struck out in the fifth. He wasn't alone. No side was struck out that inning. With one out, Bryce to the plate, and Blake is on deck. He's the left-handed hitting Tweet. Vanderhyde steps off the mound, makes a turn towards second. Word getting out to the bullpen quickly, I believe, to tell Moreno to get loose and hurry. You're not worried about lefty-righty. I think it's just effectiveness. I think maybe Vandehei just not sharp tonight, though that's a good fastball there, fouled back. They have enough pitchers, unlike a lot of teams in summer collegiate ball, who are top prospects or going to D1 to pitch, where they don't have to leave a guy in to earn his stripes that way. They can come right after him. They've got enough arms, and they don't overthrow them, it appears, more than 2-3 innings, maybe four at a whiff. That one swung on and missed, 0-2. Bryce looking for that first Colt 45 hit. Here's the 0-2 coming up. He's going to step off. The pitcher steps off. Everybody steps out. We've got our breath. Here's the 0-2. And a good fastball, but it wasn't good where he threw it. Inside hit, tweaked in the shoulder. So hit by pitch, and the bases are loaded. So Bryce is on first, not rubbing it. That hit the meat. And it brings up Blake Tweet. And one of their coaches is going to come out. And they're going to make a change. We'll tell you about the new pitcher, this pitching change on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Chris Jensen live at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Well, it's hotter than hell outside right now. It's 100 in the shade with the sun beating down.
He's not your typical country artist, singer, songwriter, award winning, crowd pleasing. He's the total package. His hits include Buy Me a Boat, Drunk Girl, and Fix a Drink.
No, but I can fix a drink. Pour it on ice.
Country artist Chris Jensen, Friday, August 30th. Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Max Moreno, the new pitcher, he's a left-hander. He'll be attending William Jessup College. Moreno making just his second appearance this summer for the Puff Caps. In that one game, he went four innings and struck out five, hit a guy. And if I'm reading this correctly, they didn't get any hits off of him. That's the way it appears. So, he's been added to their roster for the last 10 games, I believe, of the season or so. Obviously a good first assignment for him. And now Blake Tweet comes to the plate. The other twin, the right-hander, Red Bluff High School senior-to-be. He had an RBI double in his first at-bat with the Colt 45s last night. Tried to stretch it into a triple. This one swung on, hit high the other way, right field. Let's see, the runner's not going to tag at second or third. And a good thing, it was a perfect throw to the plate. So the bases will stay full. We went right at it. Blake tried to get one up and bring in a run, but now with two outs, Tanner Tweet at third, Easton Waterman at second, and Bryce Tweet at first. Connor McCoy has a big chance here with the bases loaded. And the first pitch to him, good fastball on the knees for a called strike. We've seen a lot of very live arms from the Pacific Union Financial Capitalists. Solid athletes. It's a great test of where you are as a program here for the Colt 45s. That one fouled off. Where you want to be. They've got all D1 guys on their roster. Not that you need that here by any stretch. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, you know, play competitively across the positions, and they normally do. And we've been a 50-50 club this year, but, hey, battling tonight. Slow roller to the mound. The pitcher fields. He won't get an infield hit. Run scores, and now all of a sudden you get some excitement going. I love it. Tanner Tweet scores the game's first run for the Colt 45s. Waterman goes to third. Bryce goes to second. And Connor McCoy gets an RBI on a plate bouncer. And it brings up Andy Bayena. And he's had some big clutch hits with two outs this year. Mostly hitting in that number nine spot. Right now he has the sombrero, the 0-for-3. Strikeouts. But they could all be forgotten with maybe a little gapper here against Max Marino. Fastball, zipper, got it right past him, 0-1. Everybody on base runs well. So with two outs, a base hit, you know you're getting one. You could easily get two. And anything from there, McCoy runs well on first. That one's a called strike, and Andy can't believe it. I mean, he really did have to do a double take. He honestly thought it was a ball. And he doesn't argue. Doesn't waste his time with that, but still finds himself in the hole 0-2. Moreno from the stretch, the left-hander. Breaking ball, swung on, fouled left side. Bounced it. Staying alive. He's guarding that dish, as we say. Colt 45's 0 for their last 15 with men in scoring position before Connor McCoy's infield hit. So there you go. Now they really need to break it out. That one missed high and tight. That was a little purpose pitch, maybe. 1-2. Robert's actually playing fairly deep on the right side behind McCoy at first, even though Ben is a right-handed batter. That helps him to avoid a triple or something. Foul ball, just over the third base bag, but a little foul. Dustin Brigman fielding it there. So everybody heads back to their respective positions. Where's Waterman? Waterman back to third. He thought it was over the bag. Everybody thought it was going to be a fair ball. If it was, Brigman, I mean, really went to his right well and fielded that. And all he would have needed to do is step on the bag, and we would have been out of it. That might be just the nicest thing that anybody has done all year long. Thank you so much. I've been saved by Grace. Grace brought me a snow cone. Oh, I'm so happy now. 1-2. Andy, I got a snow cone. We can do it now. 1-2 pitch, two outs. Marino delivers fastball. Oh, we got it. Passed him, strike three. A tough at-bat for Andy. The Colt 45s get a run, though. They do leave the bases loaded, but you take that one and you try again next inning. Get two more cracks at it. Kyle Schrodel coming back out for his second inning of work. Colt 45s trailing 6-1 on KCNR.
Looking for a home loan? Omega Mortgage Group built its reputation on providing low rates and outstanding customer service. We've worked hard to lower our costs so we can pass those savings on to you. There's a reason so many real estate agents, escrow officers, and other industry professionals refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com and find out for yourself. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Introducing the new guacamole double cheeseburger from Carl's Jr. with fresh-made guacamole for only $299.
Sorry, that's a typo. We forgot the decimal.
Pepper jack cheese and fresh-made guacamole for only $299.
No, not decibel. Decimal. Like decimal point. The burger's only $2.99.
Carl's Jr.'s latest charbroil double deal is only $2.99.
That was a bit of an overcorrection.
Sorry. Available for a limited time. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Adam Crampton will lead things off to face right-hander Kyle Schrodel. Here in the top of the eighth, Colt 45's got one run back, trailing 6-1 now, and need to make quick business of this inning if they can. They being the Pacific Union Financial Capitalists, they've been pretty much as advertised, a team of some of the nation's top incoming freshman recruits. And playing out of the Bay Area, they play a big schedule, a tough schedule. They bring a tough opponent, and they are deep. And they're human. They're just ball players. You'd like to get a win off of them. That one fouled back. Kyle Schrodel working quickly. Has an 0-2 count on him. I'm given new life here in the top of the eighth by the snow cone delivery, shaved ice. And that's what it sounds like. And wherever you are, if you're in the North State, you appreciate the need for ice. Swung on, hit towards right. Bayana over to his left. He'll make the catch for out number one. Well hit, but also well played by Andy. Crampton flies out to the opposite field for out number one. Let's see who's going to bat this time. Yes, it will be Dawson Brigman again. He entered the game back in the sixth inning. Walked and was stranded at third. He's gotten into all three games, I believe, of this series. He's officially 0 for 3 with those couple of walks. First pitch is a strike, 0-1. Breaking ball, popped right side again. Bayana has to get on his horse this time and makes the catch in fair territory, but just near the right field line for out number two. Now, their leadoff spot in the order coming back up, Coleman Brigman. He has a couple of doubles tonight. He's 2 for 4. His last two at-bats. Got that double off of Jordan Akins. The three-run double came, delivered three unearned runs back in the fourth off of Peter Kronowski. That one fouled back to the screen, 0-1. And that pitch misses away, 1-1. So Colt 45s will go on the road to play the Lincoln Potters, not the Porters, but the Potters, on Tuesday night. Off speed, a little low. And then next weekend, three more chances. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, that's it. Chico, the schedule's changed. It's Chico and then the Ringtails. But either way, need to come on out. Swung on, lace towards left field, over Roop into left field for a base hit. So a two-out single for Brigman, his third hit of the day. He's 3 for 5 now. And Caden Connor's spot comes up, the left-handed batter. Struck out in the sixth to end that inning. He was the last guy Akins faced. And I think he's laughing about the songs. They play some funny, like, teen pop songs for the visiting batters as walk-up songs. And it is pretty funny. He was smiling at the catcher. The first pitch popped up towards shallow right center. The center fielder now comes on, calls everybody off, and says, "That's my ball." Tweet makes the catch, out number three, and we go to the bottom of the eighth. Time to get those bats moving. Colt 45's trailing 6-1 on KCNR.
Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Max Marino working his second inning of relief. He is the third pitcher for the Puffcaps tonight. Colt 45 knocked on the door, got a run last inning, a couple of hits. They only have three hits on this game.
Number 10, Edwards.
Peyton Edwards to lead it off here in the bottom of the eighth. Now is the time. They have more arms out in the bullpen getting loose. I wasn't kidding when I said that's, I think, as much as anything, the biggest advantage that they have over opponents. They have a lot of guys who can pitch at a high level. And pitching's tough to come by. Just ask major league teams at the trade deadline. Breaking ball to Peyton. He's made contact all three times, and you can't say that from any of the guys in the lineup tonight. In fact, only Peyton Edwards, Brendan Roop, and Daniel Dorte, and so that's four of them, and Easton Waterman have made contact without whiffing. I mean, the other five guys have all at least one strikeout. Peyton would like to get a base hit. Well, that was a pretty good-looking fastball. You took it, 1-2. Marino working exclusively from the stretch. Not a big guy. It's only about 5'9", 5'10". Fouled off right side. On deck, Brendan Roop. The top, the 1-2-3 hitters tonight are combined 0 for 10. So the odds are with you, Peyton. Come on. Almost hit him? Did it hit him? No, apparently it didn't. Peyton didn't want to get on that way anyway. 6 foot right-handed batter. Tells you how big the guy catching is because he's kind of towering over Brendan a little bit. It's bowling. 2-2 pitch now to Peyton. Swung on. I said over Brendan. Bounces it to short. Quick release over there by Crampton. Out number one. Now it's Brendan back at the plate. Brendan Roop 0 for 3 tonight. He bounced to short. Flew to left and flew to center. So he's ready to dial in on one. Edwards comes in. He's giving Tweet a little bit of something of what he saw up there. You know, when you've not seen pitchers, and he comes at Roop with a fastball. And it's a strike 0-1. Next one, inside corner, called strike two. That part of the plate has been in the zone. It's been in the zone for Zach Snell tonight. 0-2, fastball away, 1-2. Needing base runners, down by five. 1-2, breaking ball, misses inside. 2-2. Little tiny kids, I wish you could see cheering for Brendan. Try to get him to get ahead here. Baseball fan with pigtails right in front of me. Jumping up down. Come on, hit the ball. 3-2 pitch now coming. He took another ball. Root's fastball's high. Ball four. The fastball is high. 2-Root. Ball four. There's your base runner to get it going here in the eighth. Tanner Tweet got the second hit of the game. They only have three back in the first, in the seventh, leading off last inning. And he actually scored the first and only Colt 45's run. Yes, power to all fields. He'll be a sophomore at Sac City College. And then if he doesn't get drafted or signed after that, I'm sure he'll have four-year schools looking at him. Maybe we'll get lucky and he can come back here next summer. Never know. But they're looking forward to having him healthy in their lineup at Sac City next year. I can guarantee you that. Fastball swung on, fouled right side out of play. As I said, good crowd, baseball crowd out here tonight. Stuck it out. Pulling for Tanner out of Red Bluff High School and his two brothers on this team. Fastball away. Snap throw to first. Almost got him. Diving back in just ahead of the good throw down there. And this guy's like their fifth catcher. Roop got in, though. An 0-2 pitch coming. Won't be stealing here. They might be wasting. You never know. Breaking ball bounced up off the umpire. Roop will be able to get to second no problem on the wild pitch. And Tanner has a... Is it a 2-2 or 1-2 count? Two-two count, I guess. Tanner Tweet waits. Marino looks to second from the stretch. Now a quick kick. Pops it up. I lost it for a moment. Now I see it. Over out of play. Off of the front end of front side of the dugout. It was right over there where the Colt 45's coaches and the kind of the overflow bench area is where Bear Fasting is usually sitting. And a couple of the players are in there right now in that area. So it just fell for a ball, 2-2. Tanner had three nights ago had two home runs and seven RBIs in one night. Just saying. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Marino taking all day, now delivers fastball, hit sharply, but foul, third base side. So he is definitely getting around on Moreno's fastball at this point. Here comes a 2-2. Shakes off one pitch. Now he's ready. The lefty looks to second, comes big curve, big swing, big miss, strike three. So that's two outs here in the eighth, and it brings up Daniel Duarte. Duarte hit a big fly last night, 1-for-3 in tonight's game, the first hit back in the fourth, their only hit for a while. Needing a little two-out rally here, a little two-out hit. Duarte steps 1 foot out now back in the box as Marino taking his time, getting the sign. Now the lefty has it from the stretch. He goes to a pause at his letters and then goes into his delivery. It misses away for a ball, 1-0. On deck would be Waterman, if Daniel could reach, but that one called a strike. 1-1 count coming. Umpire's getting an earful tonight. Here's the 1-1, swung on, good cut, fouled off right side, out of play. Thought he might have fractured the bat there, but the wood sounds good. So back at it, 1-2, two outs. Daniel Duarte set to climb in. He's trying to keep Moreno from quick pitching him. So he's leaving 1 foot in that box. And here's the 1-2 now with two outs and a man on second. Breaking ball almost hit him. 2-2. Man, I got to tell you, when you come out here, you have to get one of these shaved ices. It's been my savior tonight. 2-2. Two outs. Man on second. Can Duarte deliver? It's up and away. 3-2. Good clutch eye here to this point. Waterman is on deck. Here comes the big at-bat, big swing. This could be one of the key at-bats of the game right here. Fastball hit sharply, left side, past the third baseman, into left field for a base hit. Coming around, the throw to the plate is up the line, in towards first, and the run will score. Roop makes it 6-2, the RBI single by Daniel Duarte. So Colt 45 is finally starting to get some clutch. Two out hits. They missed them all last night. Now they're doing it tonight. Now that brings up Easton Waterman, who has a good bat. Just kind of joining the club, joining them in the lineup tonight. So the Shasta College product stands in. Ooh, spins him around. And it hit him. Oh, it didn't hit him? Oh, he thought it hit him. So now he's going back for his bat. I guess Zach Snell said it didn't hit him. If it did, it whispered his jersey. I don't like those hit batters anyway. Get up there and hit, buddy. Right? I mean, I know you need base runners, but I can't have it both ways, right? Fastball. Ooh! He swung out of his shoes. I think his eyeballs popped out. He swung so hard. He missed it. 1-1 the count. So now he's got that out of his system. First base, Duarte. Not a threat to run. Fastball up and away. 2-1. This is how you put an inning together, folks. You get a guy in scoring position, and you get a two-out hit, because then you never know how a pitcher is going to react. That's why those two-out hits are so important. So that's where you get a guy in the ropes. And some pitchers, it doesn't matter. You see that at the big leagues all the time, the ones that have such confidence, because they've worked hard and honed their abilities, and they treat every, you know, batter as somebody they own, but it's hard to get to that level. I think of guys over the years that I've seen. Tom Seaver was one of the great ones. Of course, he pitched with Bill Plummer in Cincinnati. One of the great ones of my era, or one of my eras. I guess it's my childhood era, my young life era. 3-1 pitch coming. Fastball over. Called strike two. That was a good one. Don't know what he was looking for, but apparently that fastball wasn't it. Now he has a full count pitch. 3-2. Two outs. Off-speed swung on. Waist into left field for a base hit. Holding up at second base will be Duarte, and you have two on in a 6-2 game. Solid at-bat there for Waterman, and now their coach is going to come out. They usually don't dilly-dally. They've had action out in that bullpen for a while. So we might be looking at a pitching change here with Bryce Tweet due to come up, the left-handed hitting Tweet. Have they made a change? Not yet. So they got a left-handed batter and a left-handed pitcher. As mentioned, Bryce has already committed to Nevada Reno, four-year school, after his senior year at Red Bull. His brother may still join him there, but hasn't decided. And he doesn't have to. He can wait a while. Breaking ball to Bryce is a little bit away. 1-0. So lefty on lefty here. My guess is this would be his last batter. Two on and two outs. Big chance for the Colt 45s. Foul back out of play. Good cut. One and one to count coming. So Easton Waterman gets his first base hit for the Colt 45s. Way to go, Easton. He's, of course, heading to Point Loma Nazarene. Here's the 1-1. Fastball swung on, lined into center field, base hit. Rounding third, Duarte, they're going to send him home. And the Colt 45s have cut it to 6-3. The first of the two Tweet twins has delivered here in the eighth. So Waterman is at second now. Bryce is at first. And we're going to see a pitching change. We'll tell you all about it when we return on KCNR.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Oh, we have a new pitcher. It's Cole Dale, 6'2", 180-pounder. He'll be heading to UC San Diego. We got a little look at Dale last night. And we'll get another look at him tonight in last night's game. Let's see, what did Dale do? He pitched, well, he faced one batter and walked him. And they don't mess around. And so that's it. So now we'll have the right-hander facing the right-hander, right-handed hitter Blake Tweet. So here in the eighth, with one out, Brendan Roop worked a walk, went second on a wild pitch. And after Tanner struck out Daniel Duarte, a big clutch RBI single. And then Easton Waterman got a base hit. And then Bryce Tweet just drove in another run with a sharp hit. So it's a 6-3 game with two on. The potential tying run is at the plate in the right-handed hitting Blake Tweet. We already know he has pop. He's tried to go the opposite way. His last at-bat, 0 for 1 tonight. Last night had a double. They tried to stretch into a triple. He has good speed, good pop, and a big at-bat here. The lanky right-hander standing in. And Cole Dale's first pitch from the stretch is a fastball high, ball one. Dale, 6'2", 180 pounds. Looks in for a sign. Connor McCoy is on deck. 1-0. That one's high inside, 2-0. Dale making his 10th appearance, 18 and 2/3 innings. He has a 3.37 earned run average this summer. Looks to second. Now from the stretch. That was an off-speed inside. 2-1. Inside fast, called for a strike, that is. Dale, a dozen strikeouts, 16 walks in those 18 innings. And that's a good fastball in the inside corner. Blake didn't like that. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. We have Waterman on second, Bryce Tweed at first. Blake ready now for his delivery. Fastball, check swing, called strike three. Called strike three. They get two runs, though, on three hits. There were no errors and two men left on base. Colt 45 chipped away. They get one more shot at them in the ninth, trailing 6-3 on KCNR.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. The Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Well, here we go. Top of the ninth inning. Kyle Strodel needs to keep it right where it's at. Do not give back any of those runs that the Colt 45's have worked so hard to scratch out the last couple of innings. They cut down to that lead. It's now 6-3. Colt 45's third pitcher of the night out there on the hill, Kyle Schrodel. Peter Kronowski started it, and then Jordan Akins came in, gave a couple of innings. And now Kyle is here to try to keep it right where it's at in a 6-3 ball game. First pitch to the first hitter, Mac Bingham, has popped up towards second. McCoy calls for it, makes the catch for out number one. Now Aaron Roberts will get another at-bat. He hit the ball sharply, singled in the seventh. Six runs, eight hits, no errors for the Puff Caps, three runs, six hits, and two errors for the Colt 45s. Caps got one in the third, four in the fourth, and one in the seventh, and the Colt 45 started battling back. They finally got a two-out hit in the seventh and a couple more in the eighth. And that's where we stand. Top of the ninth. Aaron Roberts takes a couple of pitches, 2-0. Kyle Schrodel in his third inning of relief. And here comes the 1-0 pitch, swung on. There's his third home run in as many games. He just teed off on that one, and it is way, 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 way out of here. He homered the opening night, a big homer. He homered last night, and he is homered tonight. And I think that's why he got drafted. I think that's why he is was a high school All-American. A whole bunch of folks are watching. Nice swing. I'll say that. He's 2-for-4 tonight. I will be glad to see Aaron Roberts from afar. Oh, boy. 3 home runs in 3 nights. I believe that's his 8th of the summer. Dalton Bowling now to the plate. He lines it to left field for a base hit. Well, Kyle got the, I mean, both Schrodels have great respect now for Aaron Roberts. I think they both tried to challenge him, and both of them got taken deep by Roberts. So did Jeff Cross. So now you have a man at first and one out. They got one of those runs back, but it's still going to be a 4-run game. Colt 45's threatened to do that last night. Fastball up in the ninth inning. So Matheny at the plate had a sacrifice fly RBI in the seventh. Runner fakes going. Check swing. Didn't go. Fans are begging for it. Here's a 2-0. Kyle Schrodel looking at first. I'd be surprised if anybody's running here. He is running. And they just let him. Defensive indifference, they call that. A stolen base in most people's book. Kyle not focusing on the runner, needing outs. They won't have the force play to deal with anymore. Matheny runs well. He's at the plate and swings and fouls one sharply. Foul left side into the corner. About 10 feet towards into fair territory, and that would have been a double. Wow, Roberts hit that one. I'm wondering just how far that one went. That could have been the longest of all three. Breaking ball, foul back, out of play. Good job of hanging in there. 3-2 count now on the right-handed hitting Caden Matheny. He's officially 0-for-3 tonight. Payoff pitch coming with one out. Kyle Schrodel looks. Fastball. Where was that one? Just a little bit low, I guess. That pitch has been called tonight, but it wasn't there. That's ball 4. Nobody is arguing, as they wouldn't get anywhere anyway. So 2 are on. And that brings up Will Worthington. Worthington is officially 0-for-3. Popped to second into the second. Walked and eventually scored in that big fourth inning. Struck out in the sixth and bounced to short in the seventh. First pitch to him is fouled back, 0-1. They have good bat speed as a team. That's one thing you really notice. Enables them to take good late decisions on their strokes. You get a lot of good contact. 0-1 coming. Breaking ball. Oh, a little high. 1-1. Here comes that 1-1 pitch with a man on second. First and second. There's another breaking ball lined right at the shortstop. He flips it over to second, double play, and you're out of this one. So They do get a run, and it was honest. Aaron Roberts hit a solo blast. They leave a man on base, but we go to the bottom of the ninth needing four runs, 7-3. The Colt 45s trail. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us this summer for Maker Wednesdays with drop-in activities designed for all ages to make, create, collaborate, and discover something new. Bring your preschooler for our Little Explorers program every Thursday at 10 a.m. Turtle Bay also offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month. Turtle Bay's ongoing education programs are included with admission and always free for members. Visit turtlebay.org for upcoming events.
Come see Little Women at Riverfront Playhouse, a timeless tale that has delighted audiences for generations is being performed on the Reading stage. Follow Meg, Joe, Amy, and Beth through the ups and downs of growing up. Watch as they laugh, cry, live, and love all through the strength of sisterhood and the power of family. Written by Louisa May Alcott, adapted by John Ravold, directed by Annie Bakalennikoff. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, running July 20th through August 17th.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Well, we'll go to the bottom of the ninth. Colt 45s have threatened quite a bit the last couple of innings after threatening very little in the first six, to be honest. They had two on in the second. They were both walks issued by the starting pitcher, and he doesn't walk many, as we found out tonight. He only gave up the two walks and one single. Their bullpen was more human in the seventh. Colt 45's got that first run on Connor McCoy's infield hit, and then RBI single, we like to call it. And then they added a couple more in the eighth, but left those guys aboard. Two men on base. But they did get two in on RBI singles by Duarte and Bryce Tweet. So Connor McCoy try to get it started here in the bottom of the ninth. Connor's 1-for-3 tonight, including that RBI single we mentioned in the seventh. He can be a thorn in your side if you're the opponent. He gets on and he can run, and he will run. First pitch high and inside. They've been working him inside. A ball and no strikes to count. Here comes a fastball inside corner called strike one. We're seeing a good-looking fastball out of the gate here from Cole Dale. And he throws a breaking ball, misses. Is it Dale Cole or Cole Dale? It's Cole Dale. 2-1. Again high and tight with a fastball. Again misses. 3-1. Hey, you'll take that first base runner when you need them, whenever you can get it. Bounces it up there. I thought that was a 3-1. Yeah, it was. Ball four. Okay. So a leadoff walk for Connor McCoy. Speed on the bases. And Bayana to the plate. Good speed as well. He's had a rough night. He's 0-for-4. No other way to say it. Best way to forget about that is to forget about it with a hit. That's all they need. String some together. They have a guy on with nobody out. And they hit him. There's Andy Bayana now on base. He's been hit a few times this year. For Bayana, that is his he has been hit 14 times by a pitch this summer. So they'll have two on. They're going to make a pitching change. We'll tell you all about it. Two on, nobody out here. Bottom ninth on KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business.
From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, they're turning to the guy that got the save last night, Harrell. He went two-thirds of an inning and struck one of the guys out. Got the other guy to bounce out. But big, lanky left-hander. A lot of movement on his arms and his body. Also looks like he has a pretty good fastball. 6'4", 185, heading to Fresno State. And he replaced, and he is, as I mentioned, they have an embarrassment of riches when it comes to arms. And Harrell, actually I believe it's Harrell, just about to finish his warm-up tosses, so we'll take a look, give you a little bit more info on him. Went to Sanger High School in Clovis. You can hear in the background they've got the they've got the great Abbott and Costello routine. Well, you hate to even, you want to finish and hear the end of it, but we want to hear it after the game and hopefully with a good result. Nobody out. Harrell in. And Peyton Edwards, who has had some good at-bats tonight. Nothing to show for it yet. Now, Harrell, he was drafted by the Indians in the 39th round this summer. He's not signed yet. He looks to second. That's a good fastball. Misses away, 1-0. Harrell has a good summer ERA, 4.62. His 10th appearance. Oh, and with two on, he just hit Peyton Edwards with a pitch. So he's not coming in looking sharp. Two straight guys hit by pitch. So McCoy goes to third. Baena to second. Edwards to first, and Brendan Roop to the plate, and Brendan's due. He's 0 for 3. Bounced to short, flew to left, flew to center, walked and scored in the eighth. And Roop has hit a grand slam this summer. Yes, indeedy. He's the potential. He is the tying run at the plate. And the first pitch from the lefty to the right-handed batting Roop is a slider over for a strike. He's working from the stretch. Checks a runner at third. Now goes to set and delivers fastball up. 1-1. One and one count. Coming to Roop. Bases full of Colt 45s. And here's the pitch. Fastball swung on, popped to center. Right center. It's not going to carry. Bowling goes over to his left, spins around. One run will score. The throw comes in. Everybody moves up. A big sacrifice fly and RBI by Roop. He didn't miss it by much. Did not miss it by much. Connor McCoy scores. Bayena's at third now. Edwards moves up to second. And now Tanner Tweet, who's had a rough couple of nights. He singled in the seventh, had a good at-bat, but he had several whiffs last night, and he had a struck out twice tonight. So He's got to be chomping at the bit. Now, we know Harold throws hard. Tweed has the Ducks on the pond now. Big swing. Missed it. 0-1. Way out in front of that one, actually. Colt 45's got one in the seventh, two in the eighth, one here already in the ninth. There's only one out. First base is open, but they're coming right at Tanner Tweed. And here's the pitch. Fouls that one out away. Tanner is hacking. He's hacking 0-2. Now you got to keep hacking. And the catcher having to deal with contacts or something. Umpire gives him a second to work it out. An 0-2 pitch coming, but Tweet is tired of waiting. Now he's going to step out, kind of recenter himself, ask for time as he gets in. Harrell looks in for the sign from the stretch. Now he is going to ask his catcher to come on out and have a little chat with him. Well, Tanner did have one hit last night. He was 1-for-5. And in the first game in the series, he was 1-for-3. And he has one hit tonight. But he'd like a bigger one. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. See what they do. Setting up outside. The lefty's fastball swung on, hit towards right center field, coming on, converging. They won't get to it. Two runs are going to score. Wait a minute. The throw to the plate. One run is going to score because the other runner had to hold. Now they throw to second. I thought both runs were going to score. But regardless, Tanner Tweet delivers with a hard hit ball. And we have seen a great arm out there in the outfield by Brigman already. And they had to hold. The runner had to kind of stay halfway when they dove for it. Didn't want to get doubled off to end the game. But big clutch hit there for Tanner. So Tanner is at second. Daniel Duarte to the plate. Bayena scored. And Edwards had to hold at third. Edwards was about to pass up Bayena there for a minute. He was on his heels, but then I'm pretty sure that he probably was told to hold up when the guy dove for the ball, the right fielder, Coleman Brigman. Duarte takes the first pitch for a ball. So Harold's human after all. He hit a guy, gave up a sack fly, a long sack fly to Roop. And that was a pretty long drive by Tweet as well. They were working him away with an 0-2 count, and he made him pay. That's inside. 2-0. Duarte, 2-for-4 tonight. Homered last night. They have action in their bullpen. I just guess there is an endless supply of pitchers for the Puffcaps. 2-0 pitch. Hey, you ride the horse if you got him. Someone's inside. 3-0. Waterman is on deck. Still only one out. Good speed at third. Good speed at second. Duarte at the plate. 3-0 pitch coming. Harrell from the stretch. Fastball away. Ball four. He walked him on four pitches. And that might be it. No, their skipper has not come. And is he going to come out now? No. No. And they just got the bullpen up. Now it looks like somebody might be ready. The catcher went out, first baseman went out to give him a pep talk. Aaron Roberts went out there to give him a pep talk. Come on, man. Well, he's got to do it against Aaron Waterman. I'm sorry, Easton Waterman, excuse me. Easton hit 270 for Shasta this year. Two homers, 20 runs batted in. Fastball, he took a cut at it, gave it a shot. The bases are loaded. It is a 7-5 game. The potential winning run is on first base. Two are in the ninth. Fastball popped up, right side, long way, foul territory, going to fall. So quickly 0-2 the count. Bryce Tweet waits on deck. There's just one out. Rally caps are on at the ballpark. Grown men with rally caps. That's real baseball right there. I like it. If I had one on, I'd put it on too. Here comes the 0-2. Hit him. Got him in, I believe, the hand. And we might see the skipper get tossed out over this one, I can tell you right now. The umpire is saying he didn't try to get out of the way, and I certainly have been a proponent of. He's saying he swung. You could tell from the argument, and I was kind of letting you listen. What he basically was saying is with the other umpire, because the home plate umpire, Snell, is saying that he swung at it, but he turned and then turned back away. The ball hit him. It's clear it hit him. So I'm still hearing a little of that feedback. I don't know if that's going to go away, or there it is. All right, I think we're good now. But it is Easton Waterman at the plate because he was not hit with the pitch. It is a 1-2 count. They say he swung at it and fouled it off. Fastball away, 2-2. So now if you're Easton Waterman, the best thing you can do is stay focused. You have new life. You needed more than one run anyway. Bryce Tweet is on deck. The bases are loaded. There is one out. A 2-2 pitch coming, choking up on the bat. Fastball swung on, missed. He struck him out. Waterman is not happy. But you know what? He went down swinging. Now you have two outs. Okay, kid. Hate to throw you in the fire here, but that is right where Bryce Tweet is. Left-handed hitter. Yep. We know all about him. that was a cold one. I heard a fan say Taco Bell was hiring to the umpire. Check swing, foul ball, 0-1. I got a feeling the fans will be quick on that one. Mentioning the tweets earlier, though, what a year. What a couple of years the Tweet brothers have had. And what a senior year they're going to have. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Bryce with the bases juiced, as they say. Takes that one for a ball. Ready for the 1-1 pitch, the young left-hander. Young left-handed batter out of Red Bluff High School. Bryce Tweet awaits. The 1-1 swings, fouls it back. Yeah, he was on it, too, you could tell. His dad sitting just off to the side over here, about as on it himself. This crowd is fired up, as they should be. The team's fired up. All right, here comes a 1-2 pitch. Yep, the skipper got tossed. First time this year that's happened. Let's see if it gets his team fired up. They need it right here. Two outs. Bases loaded. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. Oh, my. Harrell came with the cheese, and the kid gave it a swing but couldn't come up with the hit. All right, well, it ends that way, and that's the way it goes. Seven runs for the winning Puff Caps. 10 hits. They made no errors. That should be noted. They left 9 men on base. 5 runs, 7 hits, and 2 errors for your Colt 45s. They left 11 men on base. Second day in a row, they've left the bases juiced. At the close of the game, they battled and battled and battled, but just couldn't get that last best hit. All right. We'll be back to recap this game for you and look ahead. It's a tough loss. They were battling down to the stretch, but they lose it 7-5 at Tiger Field. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
This is Carl Bott, and this year, Linda and I are having a staycation at Holiday Harbor. Great facilities, boats, and of course, the Harbor Cafe. Harbor Cafe is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Great food, beer, wine, and of course, mimosas in the morning. Add that to the views of Lake Shasta, and there's no reason to go anywhere else. We love Holiday Harbor and the Harbor Cafe. That's a staycation every family will enjoy. Holiday Harbor.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Well, they battled back and battled back and battled back, got 2 runs in the 7th, 3 in the 8th, and had the bases loaded in the 9th, and an unfortunate, in my opinion, missed call by the home plate umpire. He, with the bases loaded, it was clear Easton Waterman was hit with a pitch. He was starting to swing, but then turned back and got hit in the arm. But the home plate umpire ruled that it was a swinging strike or a foul ball, either way. Regardless, instead of a hit batter, he winds up striking out. Baron Fasking is thrown out of the game for arguing, and I think that's a Baron Fasking thrown out of the game for arguing, and he said he just wanted you to get it right. And what I was surprised was that it looked like, and not to dwell on umpires' calls, but it looked like Snell did not ask for help from the other umpires. That's what upset Fasking. And either way, the fate turned, and the Colt 45s couldn't come up with that last hit. Tweet turned in a big one in the ninth inning, and an excellent sacrifice fly by Roop that on some nights might have sailed even further. Brought in those couple of runs, and they hit a couple of guys. Their bullpen was wobbly in the end, but the Colt 45s couldn't get that last big hit. So your final line, we've already given you all the major league scores tonight and all the we gave you the AAA final earlier, so we'll have a pretty quick post-game show coming up for you. We can recap a little bit. The starting pitchers both pitched very well. Kasevich went 6 innings, just 1 hit. Two walks, eight strikeouts. He is a top prospect. The rest of their bullpen, not as good. They got to Moreno for a couple. They got to Vanderhei for high for a run. They got to Moreno for a couple of runs. They got to Dale for a couple of runs. But Harrell came in and ultimately gets out of it after giving up a hit and a walk. He gets the last two guys via the strikeout. But the Colt 45s, you know, they battled. They couldn't get to the start of it. Once they got to the pen, they showed a little trouble. Tanner Tweet singles in the seventh to lead things off after one out. Waterman walks. Bryce gets hit with a pitch, so they were loaded for Blake. He flew to center. It wasn't deep enough to score a runner, but then McCoy brought him in with an RBI single. So they got on the board. They added another couple of runs in the eighth. Roop, with one out, walked, went to second on a wild pitch, and an out later, Duarte singled him in. So they were starting to kind of get the cobwebs off the bats there. And in the ninth, to recap, McCoy walked to start it off. Bayena was hit with a pitch. They went to the bullpen. Harrell came in. And Peyton Edwards was hit, and he hit Peyton Edwards with a pitch. Brendan Roop then launched one with the bases loaded to center field that brought in one run. Tanner Tweet then doubled to bring in another. Now, they may have ruled that a single. It's a double in my book. But I guess I can check that for sure. They did give him a double on that. So Tweet doubled, Tanner did, to bring in another run. But after Duarte was hit, Waterman thought he was hit. So did Barrett Fasking and many other people here at the ballpark. But the umpire is the only one whose opinion matters. And his opinion was that he swung at the pitch. So ultimately he would go down swinging, as would Bryce Tweet, to end the game. And that's the way it went. The second night in a row they had the wing run at the plate. And, you know, you got to love that out of your team to be battling back against a very, very good baseball team, probably one of the best, if not the best, summer collegiate team on the West Coast, and certainly one of the best in the country as well. So Colt 45s held their own. Now, they'll go on the road Tuesday night and will take on the Lincoln Potters. So they'll head to Lincoln. An important road game for them. They can kind of get it together before they finish up the season. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, right here at Tiger Field. Hoping it'll be cooler next week. We had great crowds this weekend. If you're even thinking about it next weekend, just plan to come on out. Tickets are inexpensive, the best family deal in town. There's no doubt about that. And with better temps and all the improvements at the ballpark, don't miss out on the chance to see them. Thursday against Chico, Friday, Saturday, against the Reading Ringtails. I believe those are the adjustments in the schedule. But night games, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, which is Fan Appreciation Night this year. All righty. Well, your final score, 7-5. The Colt 45s are swept by the Puff Caps in this three-game series. Reading falls back to 500 tonight on the season. They're now 21-21 with four games remaining in the campaign. The Puff Caps have been hard to beat all year. They are now 26-7. We will not be broadcasting the game on the road on Tuesday night, but our next but you will be able to keep up with that game on the game live, I believe, on the on the Colt 45's homepage from the road. And then our next broadcast will be Thursday night from here at Tiger Field. Pre-game show starts at 7, first pitch, at 7:15. You know, in baseball, you can't win them all, but if you're lucky, you get to try again, and they'll get to try again real soon. That'll be Tuesday night on the road to Lincoln. But this one's a loss, a hard-fought loss, nevertheless, but the Colt 45s will try it again on Tuesday night. To thank our producer, Jared King, and thank you for listening in wherever you are in baseball land. I'm Brent Weber for now, saying so long from Tiger Field.
Well, what's so fascinating is that there are live blogs. They have live blogs, as we do sometimes, on the really big stories in Britain.
Yes.
And obviously when Boris took over from Theresa May, there was a live blog on him. Well, there isn't a live blog anymore. The live blog is on the weather. which is always a big topic of conversation in Britain. So he's been beaten out by the weather, which topped 100 degrees in Cambridge and in some other parts of Britain. And this is, of course, unheard of. People don't know what to do with themselves.
They don't have
air conditioning.
No. Unless you go to a hotel. Yeah, it's bad.
It's crazy. So the weather's awful. Meantime, Boris is, he's been literally culling his, using that word again, culling his cabinet, the previous cabinet, bringing in all these new people. It's been called, you know, he's blonde. It's been called the Knight of the Blonde Knives, as he's been knifing everybody and bringing people in. Now, you have to remember, he's a very colorful character. But he has always had a loose relationship with the truth. And back when he was a journalist, he was fired from his first job in journalism from the Times for making up a quote. One of his journalism colleagues, after he was a foreign correspondent in Brussels, made a poem up about him, which said, "Boris told such dreadful lies, it made one gasp and stretch one's eyes." And people still talk about that. So, but Boris is very good at rallying people. He's very positive. You know, he says everything's going to be great. He's very positive. He doesn't talk things down. He talks things up. And if people want that feeling, that's a great thing, particularly since Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour leader, is so... Boris is in a good position right now.
Well, not if he flubs up the Brexit thing by taking a hard line with the Irish. I think that spells sudden and certain death for him. Maybe you and I, because we've been there a couple times to see what goes on, have a feel for what the situation is there. But you said to me off the air you thought he was a smart guy playing a dumb guy. Whether that's the case or not, sometimes you can overplay your part. And in this case, there's no reason. And by the way, I thought it was interesting to understand, Rick, Nancy Pelosi saying to Boris, you know, look out. But basically that was, if I understand it correctly, sort of a backup to Trump. Remember we talked 3 or 4 weeks ago about Trump making a deal with the British, with Theresa May before she left, to save Britain, in essence, to make sure that it stayed afloat. We'd do a lot of stuff trade-wise, and there wouldn't be any consequences. Right. We have no, you know, it'd be like the 51st state. So Pelosi sort of backing that up says, you got no deal if you screw up the Brexit by making Northern Ireland feel like they are estranged. So...
Well, that's the backstop wherein they want to be able to have unencumbered trade throughout the EU and Europe. And as a matter of fact, this is the last solid border there is between the EU and the UK as well. But, you know, Doug, to your point, one benefit of free trade is that it slashes the cost of supply chains, and fair trade agreements like the EU's agreement on the European Economic Area. Well, it makes buying products around the world actually cheaper and easier. So with Brexit, Britain leaves this agreement, the EEA, and that has reduced tariffs in Europe. So supply chains from everything, from food, energy, is going to be broken. And we may or may not benefit from this, but I will tell you this right now, Victoria, your Cadbury and your British tea prices may go up.
Oh, I know. I know. I'm very aware. This is not a positive thing for chocolate eaters.
A disgrace. All right. The number two story this week is a focus on the race, the presidential race debate coming up next week. You got a scorecard if you even really care. I'm more interested when it comes to the race or the election to how the Mueller, I think 2-1, excuse me, the Mueller testimony is number one this week. I think 2-1 go together, and I'll tell you why. Mueller, do you want me to tell you why? Maybe you don't want me to tell
you. Please tell us.
Oh, please. Oh, don't tell us. Oh, tell us,
Spill.
Please.
Hardly in genuine.
Anyway, we're not genuine at all, no.
I'll proceed anyway.
Go on.
The Mueller warning that came from the hearing, basically he said, as we sit here, Russian interference continues. Here are the charts for the week of July 22nd to the 26th, courtesy of the researchers at Talkers Magazine that listen to all these fabulous programs and hosts and radio stations that do news talk around the country. At number 10 on the list, what's going on in Europe, the heat wave in England and in France and actually all over the continent. Number 9, the Facebook settlement. Number 8, the trade war between the United States and China. And who's getting it in the chops? I say the farmers here are getting it in the chops. Number 7, the budget deal and the debt ceiling. Number 6, the tension, various parts of the world, Persian Gulf, Korea, that sort of thing. Number 5, the southern border situation. Number 4, Governor of Puerto Rico hitting the road. Number 3, Boris Johnson. Presidential race, number 2, and the Mueller testimony this week. That reality is the number 1 story, according to Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee. And for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a 2-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. 2 premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. According to Talkers Magazine on the People list, Ricardo Rossello is in the number 10 position. Number 9, Boris Johnson, having gotten himself ensconced as the new UK Prime Minister, kind of already in my mind sticking his foot in his mouth with the Irish. Number 8, William Barr. One of the announcements this week was from his office that the feds would resume the death penalty. Mitch McConnell at 7. The various candidates for the Democratic nomination at number 6 and number 5. Number 4 is Nancy Pelosi. Number 3 is the Squad. Number 2 is Robert Mueller, and number 1 is El Presidente Donald Trump. And they're big flap this week about, I don't like that word, but I think it does apply here, the presidential seal being altered in some strange way for some strange reason. That's it. That's the top 10 people according to Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, let's continue now. My sneezing seems to be over for the moment. So what we're doing here is connecting, according to Talkers Magazine, the presidential race is number 2, and the Mueller testimony this week, number 1. So Victoria and I have agreed, without talking about it ahead of time, that we have the same point of view here, i.e., and this is what I always like to do on my own, in my own program, my own way, is dig into stuff and find out what other people aren't saying or what you haven't heard. And so what you probably didn't pay much attention to was Mueller's warning that the Russians are everywhere. Not the exact word, but he did use the phrase, as we sit here, there are 50 states that have been targeted by the Russians. Our vulnerabilities remain. And you see, that was, instead of this theatrical BS that preceded and the antecedent of this is the same thing, that we're going to get Mueller so we can get Trump. Well, that's not, so what? that isn't really the story here. The story is that we're being screwed over by the Russians, and so not only are we, but other countries where the Russians are just doing their thing, and nobody seems to be, I mean, what are they afraid of? Why are we afraid? Why is anybody afraid of that little runt puking Putin?
Well, and there's more. He said they're doing it as we sit here. They expect to do it the next campaign. And then he added many more countries have got now developed similar capabilities based in part on the Russian playbook. And then this week, a Senate Intelligence Committee report, bipartisan, came out, found Russian began targeting the election system in 2014, and the attacks continued. Now, what's come out, and what people are finding, and this is that some of the other countries that host online influence operations with a history of interfering across borders include Saudi Arabia, Israel, China, Iran, the United Arab Emirates, and Venezuela. And we already know that Iran is targeting us. We know Saudi Arabia has targeted us. And we know there's a company in Israel called the Archimedes Group that is basically a company for hire where you can just go to them and say, yeah, I want to target such and such a country. We'll do it for you.
Mm. Isn't that something, huh? Welcome to 2019, or maybe welcome to 2020. But that, I think, all right, so Rick, you haven't been heard on this. What do you think?
Well, I was talking with a friend of mine, Josh Marpet, who is an internationally well-known white hat hacker and security expert, and he said the key for us when it comes to these elections...
Wait a minute, hold on, just a second. Wait a minute. What's a white hat hacker versus...
It's a guy who can hack into anything, but he doesn't do it for...
Hacker?
Yes, there are. Yeah, that's just it. Those are the bad guys who hack into mainframes and software for nefarious purposes. And he's actually a good guy who works for the government as well as businesses. He said the key is for our elections, if we're really worried about anyone getting into the voting machines, for example, make sure that they don't just have a memory stick that's easy to take out and replace if somebody's behind the curtain. Make sure it's not hooked up to the cloud. In other words, keep it offline. And that's one thing we need to do to protect ourselves, because just like we do with other countries, their spy agencies want to get all the information and try to create some sort of disruption in our world, right?
Yeah, right. Speaking of disruption, I want to circle back for a minute with your permission. We were talking about Boris, and we sort of threw in the English heat wave. Do you know that as we go into the weekend, the temperature in Paris is 108 degrees? How the English had 100 degrees. I had 105 on my farm last weekend, but the continent is sweltering. They have, in many areas of Europe, more air conditioning than they do in England. But this is the second heat wave of the summer. Now, whether it's the new normal or not, and whether we're going to talk about climate change every week, it seems to be there's something that connects it to the realities. But I'm trying to think, as many times as I've been in France and in Paris, how they would deal. Because it's normally 80 degrees is hot over there. Never mind 108. Here where we are, it's 90 degrees is common, 95 where you are, Victoria. And I think in Delaware, you also have, in the summertime, into Delmarva, well, although you get the breeze a little there, I think, don't you? So it's not quite so hot as it might be in Washington, Rick.
Yeah, it's humid. Oh, man. Delaware is just known to be sticky, sticky humid, man. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, just imagine if you're traveling and you have a vacation scheduled. I don't know what we don't know what the rest of the summer is going to be like, but I would think it would be pretty miserable traveling around in Europe if that's, because that's a great tourist destination. Who doesn't want to go to Europe and spend a week or two? It's hard to imagine. Go ahead. What did you start to say?
I was going to start to say, remember in cities like Paris and London, the streets are narrower. The buildings are closer together. Everything's older. So it's hotter.
Yeah. It really, it's a pretty amazing reality thinking about it. All right. The people list. Let's see. We have a couple of comments before we run out of time here. With some of the names on the list, Boris Johnson, William Barr, Mitch McConnell, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, AOC. There was something about her that I wanted to, and I'm now, I've lost it. The business about the squad, I don't know, is it worth it? It's more news media baloney, as far as I'm concerned. Anybody got anything they want to say?
Yeah, I'll pass. I'm sick of all these people.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, right. And the makeup of the, you know, it's all made up. My question is, how are these people representing their district? What are they doing? They're elected to represent 450,000 individuals that live in a certain geographic area. How is all this grandstanding representing the people that they were elected to represent?
And bear in mind, this did start after they were attacked in a tweet, this squad business.
I know, but it goes on and on. Okay, you say sticks and stones. Yeah. I mean, you just look at, okay, it's the source. Who cares? What do you expect from him? And you move on. You don't keep, you know, trolling around making something out of nothing. Trump plays on stuff like this. So if you ignore him, he goes away. And even if he doesn't go away,
if you ignore him, he goes away. I think this is a different generation. This is a generation that does not ignore, but that fights back.
Nah, they're just making something. I mean, I don't see this. We all know who these people are. We all know where their consciousness is. And if I were in one of their districts, I'd be making a lot of racket about how they're not representing me, but themselves, and that's it. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you, Rick.
The Top Radio Countdown.
You'll do it right to make refreshing updates to your home this summer, starting with your bathroom. Lowe's does it right, too, with savings every day throughout the store. Stop in today and shop our Refresh for Less Kitchen and Bath event to get up to 40% off select bath essentials, including vanities, faucets, shower heads, and more. Whatever you need to make your bath shine, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 7/31, U.S. only.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving, built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow because they already made it so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Weekdays, the DJV program. Now it's time for Tech Talk, a review of the hot technical items from this past week. Technical stories. Victoria Keevan. That doesn't mean we're getting into the weeds. It's about technology. Victoria follows it from the, public user point of view. And we start off with number five, which... I guess it's directed toward a certain age group, Victoria.
Well, this could be directed towards grandparents, too. But, yes, this is about smart diapers. And Pampers has announced that they have a new line of smart diapers that will track a child's urine as well as their sleep habits. And so Huggies, which is, of course, Pampers' biggest rival, they debuted a similar concept in Korea last year, allowing parents to receive text alerts when a child pooped. Now, this is called the Lumi by Pampers line. And Pampers has, they say they already have a wait list ahead of this launch this fall. It includes an activity sensor that's that it goes on the front of the baby's diaper, and then it works with an app that corresponds with the smart diaper, and it essentially lets the parents know when a diaper needs to be changed and also lets them know what the sleeping habits are. And a lot of pediatricians actually tell parents to track how often babies go to the bathroom, especially the first few months of, after birth. It can be a sign of, you know, things that are a problem or whatever. And they also say that you should track the sleeping habits of a newborn. So this is the new wave of parenting, smart diapers.
Number four, Amazon is going to get into your,
they want to put some junk in your trunk. Is that what you're trying to say?
Right. Junk in the trunk, yep.
So in 2017, Amazon offered its customers the chance to get packages delivered inside their homes with their what they called key service. Some people were not that thrilled about letting Amazon into their actual home through the front door. So in 2018, Amazon came up with a new alternative. They'll deliver packages to the trunk of your car wherever you're parked. So now this program is actually up and running, and if you want to give it a try, you have to be an Amazon Prime member, you have to live in one of the supported cities, which those cities keep getting added more and more, and then you have to have a certain vehicle of car, but it's really pretty much covered. Buick, Cadillac, Chevy, GMC, Volvo, Ford, Lincoln, Honda, Acura, all of them are covered as long as you have like a 2015 or later model, and so that way they have, for Ford and Lincoln, you have to have a 2017 or 2018 model. And then all you need to do, sign up for the Amazon key, and you just go to the Amazon store and set up vehicle, and you're all set, and you can get your packages delivered right to your to the trunk of your car, and you can track it just like any other Amazon delivery.
There you go. Number three is we aim for number one, Apple and the status of the iPhone 6.
iPhone 6 is about to go bye-bye. So if you have an iPhone 6, which came out in 2014, and this is the longest-running iPhone that they've ever had, this is 5 years in the running. A lot of people still have iPhone 6s that work just fine, and most of the time, it's about an 18-month to 2-year shelf life for these, or lifespan for these iPhones. iPhone 6 somehow is different, but Apple is making sure that that goes away and you're forced to buy a new phone. So iPhone 6 will be gone, pretty much not supported, around the time that September hits when they announce the iPhone 11. Now, iPhone 7s are on sale right now, but it's not really advisable to buy an iPhone 7 because you're going to find yourself in the same situation a year later. The iPhone 8 is going to be around for a while. That's a 2017 release. That's probably your best bet if you don't want to go all the way up to the iPhone 10 or the 10R, 10S, which are still really expensive. And if you want to buy something used, the best deals are actually on eBay right now.
Are they? All right. Number two, new rules for robocallers.
Yeah, while most of the country was focused this week on watching Robert Mueller testify, the House of Representatives actually was at work, surprise, surprise, and they approved an anti-robocalling measure pressing on telecoms and the FCC to deal with the onslaught of robocalls. So the Energy and Commerce Committee approved the Stopping Bad Robocalls Act unanimously, sent it to the floor, and it passed there. If it becomes law, it'll be easier for the government to go after these robocalls and to basically protect consumer privacy. We all know, if you have a phone, whether it's a landline or a cell phone, we get so many robocalls, it's ridiculous.
It is. All right, number one this week is good for those who don't like Equifax.
Equifax, yeah, that's the credit reporting agency, in case you don't remember this. It had the largest data breach in American history. 150 million people were involved in this and affected. And so Equifax has reached a deal with the government to pay $700 million to state and federal regulators to settle all of this issue, all of these lawsuits and things that came along. The Federal Trade Commission announced that Equifax will pay $300 million and as much as $425 million to compensate people who were affected by this. So if you had to, here's where it comes down to the real world. If you had to pay for a credit monitoring service, you can get your money back. If you had to deal with your accountant, you can get your money back. So you can go on to the FTC site and file all the paperwork there.
Help yourself. There it is, a review of the hot things in the world of technology. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown. let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, plates piled high with happiness. Black bear time, it feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, hey, Black Bear feels like home.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Kunda for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dickus.
After criticism from an LGBT activist, Amazon.com has removed books containing personal testimonies of formerly gay individuals. No longer sold on their site are writings that help people who struggle with transgenderism or same-sex attraction.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Go out to the victims of today's shooting at the Garlic Festival, unquote. The statement also says, quote, the scene is still active. If you are looking for a loved one, please go to the Reunification Center at Gavilan College at parking lot B, unquote. Meanwhile, video first posted on social media sites shows people running for safety at the festival.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. The festival is a nationally known three-day event that attracts thousands of garlic lovers. Sunday was the final day of the festival. New York City police say one man was killed, another critically injured, 10 others wounded when gunfire broke out in a Brooklyn neighborhood Saturday as thousands of people gathered for an annual old-timers event. No arrests have been made. The gunman there is still at large. No thanks. The woman slated to replace Puerto Rico's embattled governor says she's not interested.
Governor Ricardo Rossello is set to step down this Friday. Puerto Rico's constitution designates the U.S. territory's Secretary of State as next in line, but that position is currently vacant. The man who used to hold it is one of more than a dozen officials who have resigned since the leak of a profane chat in which Rossello and close advisors insulted women, victims of Hurricane Maria, and others. Justice Secretary Wanda Vasquez would be next up, but she's told Rossello she doesn't want to be governor. And in the Twitter post, she says she's hoping he appoints a new Secretary of State before he leaves office. I'm Ben Thomas.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says gas prices dropped 2 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks, average now 281. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Maybe you'd like to know what exactly Relief Factor is. It was created by doctors. It's a 100% drug-free supplement with four key ingredients that simply help your own body deal with the natural inflammatory response that it has. It's easy to swallow, four little capsules in each packet, like the packet that I carry with me at all times. Three packets a day for a week, then two packets a day for 2 weeks, and I have just described the three-week quick start. And you will know in 3 weeks, that's the beauty of it, whether it works. They don't drag you on. That costs just $19.95. There's a very good chance that a very serious percentage of my listeners suffer from some sort of muscular or joint pain. You should try this for $19.95. That's all you can lose. If it works, they will send it to you automatically. If it doesn't work, tell them not to send any shipments, and it's as simple as that. It is all at ReliefFactor.com. I've been using it for years now. ReliefFactor.com.
Both the U.S. and Britain are trying to make a trade deal as London's working on meeting the October deadline for Brexit.
President Trump says that he's spoken with new British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and the two nations already are working on a new trade agreement. Mr. Trump predicts the U.S. and U.K. could reach a very substantial trade agreement that far exceeds existing levels of commerce.
Patrick Foss reporting. Nearly 1,400 people detained in a violent police crackdown on opposition protests in Moscow. A Russian monitoring group adds that was the largest number of detentions at a rally in the Russian capital this decade. OVD Info, which has monitored police arrests since 2011, said the number of the detentions from Saturday's protest reached 1,373 by early Sunday. The overwhelming majority of people soon released, but 150 still remained in custody. More at townhall.com. At the movies this weekend, Once a Time in Hollywood, The Lion remained the king at the box office. Ben Thomas has more.
The king's time as ruler rises and falls like the sun.
As sun continues to shine bright for The Lion King, it earned another $75 million in North American theaters, holding on to the number one spot in its second weekend.
That was the best acting I've ever seen in my whole life.
Like you.
Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood opens a distant second, but with an estimated $40 million take, it's the biggest opening ever for a Tarantino film. Spider-Man Far From Home is third with more than $12 million. I'm Ben Thomas.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it was like when he was under fire during his second tour.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
I'm Greg Bell, and we open with the Detroit-produced adventure series, The Green Hornet. And later, I'll share with you the origin show of the serialized program, Buck Rogers in the 25th Century. But we begin in the 20th century, where a character directly connected to a 19th century Western hero. The Lone Ranger began as a radio show, launching out of Motor City Station WXYZ in 1933. And 3 years later, The Green Hornet debuted. The lead character, Britt Reed, was written as the great-nephew of the Lone Ranger. And like that Western hero, Reed's crime fighter also wore a black mask and had a faithful assistant. This episode, known as Murder in the Rain, is from September 19th, 1944.
The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful Filipino valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, Murder in the Rain. The Green Hornet strikes again. It was a dark and rainy night along the waterfront. The dim streetlights served only to accentuate the darker, cloak-like shadows which clung to the unlighted, deserted buildings on Water Street. A sinister, motionless figure, indicated only by the occasional glow of a lighted cigarette, lurked in the blackness of a doorway, waiting and watching. Before long, a man walked unsteadily from the Seaman's Cafe down the block and moved with drunken steps along the darkened street, oblivious to the rain and the unseen danger ahead. And the man passed the doorway, the waiting figure detached itself from the shadows and followed. Instinctively aware that he was being followed, the man stopped, then turned to face the dripping figure behind him.
Who are you? Where you going?
I saw you in the Seaman's Cafe a while ago. You're a Seaman, I understand, right?
Right. Lynn. Jewel Lynn, radioman second class. That's me.
Yep.
I'd have a little drink or two before leaving. Who are you? What do you want?
You asked me that already, bud.
Oh, so I did. So. Well, forget it, pal. I gotta get aboard. Here today, going tomorrow. That's me. Hey, who are you?
Oh, so you're leaving tonight, hmm? On the Chesley, perhaps?
How'd you know? I know. But you're a seaman sailing on the Chesley, too. And how do I know that, huh? Why don't you ask me? Never mind, I'll tell you. Because nobody knows that Chesley's leaving before sunup but them that's going on her, see? That's how I know.
Well, you're partly right. I'm going to be a seaman on the Chesley.
I know it. Yeah, I know it. Well, come on, we gotta get aboard. We gotta... Say, who are you?
When I go aboard the Chesley, I'll be known as Joe Lynn.
Joe Lynn, did you say? What a guy. Joe Lynn, he says. Well, you can't be him, because I'm him, fella, see? What a guy.
Well, you're wrong, friend. From now on, I'll be Joe Lynn. And as for you...
Now, I'll wait a minute. What is... Hey, what's that for? What? Put down that knife. That knife. Put it down. Get away from me. Get away. Help! Help!
City Desk, Daily Sentinel.
Oh, this is Lowry. I'm down at police headquarters. Some guy was just found stabbed to death down on the waterfront.
Who was it? What do you know about him?
I don't know who the guy is. They don't know who did it yet. I'm going down there now with Burke. I'll call in any details later.
Okay, Lowry. We'll get out something on it right away. So long. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just got to thinking, boss. You know that murder story I phoned in about an hour ago?
Sure. What about it? Turn up something more?
No, not exactly. The guy was found lying on Water Street in the rain. Stabbed to death, as you know. Nobody knows who he is or who did the killing. I went down to the morgue and had a look at the victim.
Mm-hmm. Well, ever see him before?
That's just it, boss. I did see him before. I didn't mention it to Sergeant Burke because... Well, I didn't think it would do any good since I didn't know the guy's name or anything.
Well, where did you see him and when?
About an hour before the murder was reported, boss. I went into the Seaman's Cafe, sort of a tough joint down on Water Street. I was sitting at the bar when the guy next to me started to talk.
Well, hiya, buddy. Have a beer on me. It's my treat, see? Come on. Have a beer.
I don't care if I do, thanks.
Hey there, mister. Bring my pal a beer. It's on me, see? Come on, give him a beer.
One beer coming up.
Hey, look, fella. You're getting kind of plastered, aren't you? Not that it's any of my business.
Me? Plastered? Sober as a judge. Well, almost. Hey, here today and gone tomorrow. That's me. Just have a little drink before I leave, see?
You going someplace, fella?
Not so loud. Somebody might hear you. I can't tell you my ship's sailing tonight. Not that I don't trust you, pal, but you might tell somebody, see? Always keep my mouth shut, I do. Why, if I was to tell you I'm a seaman on the Chesley, and maybe somebody knows she's sailing tonight. So I Ain't gonna say a word. No, sir.
Don't you think it's time you were getting to your ship?
Ship? Say, who said anything about a ship? Maybe you're trying to pump me. But I'm wise, see? Never say a word. Not me.
Here you are, bud.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
Give me another one. I gotta have just one more.
Think you can hold another, pal?
Who, me? That's an insult. Almost. I can hold my liquor as well as anybody, see? If I thought you was insip? Oh, the devil with it. Give me another beer.
Okay, okay. One more's your limit, fella.
Yes, sir. If I thought he was If I thought...
Oh, he isn't insinuating anything, if that's what you mean, fella.
Yeah, you took that word right out of my mouth, pal. Let's have another beer with me.
No. Well, that enough, thanks. I guess I'll be running along now.
Oh.
See you some other time, maybe.
Running out on me, huh? You don't like my company, is that it? Well, I ain't afraid of nobody, see? And if you want to... Just put your mitts up
take
there.
Take it easy, fella. Take it easy. I like you all right. But I've got work to do. It's time for me to go.
Nobody wants to sit with me. My last night is sure, and you want to run out on me. All alone and...
Hey, bud.
Huh? Oh. Oh, nothing like a good glass of beer. Well, here's to you, mate. Oh, say, I thought you had to go someplace, pal. Why didn't you get started? Maybe some other guy will steal your date before you get there. You'd better get going.
Sure. Well, I'll see you again sometime. Enjoy yourself, fella.
You see, bartender? There's one prince of a guy. Yep, a prince of a guy, that's what he is. Buy him a drink any old time. He's a prince of a guy.
I went on out and left him sitting there getting drunker by the minute, boss. Though I don't see how he could have held much more.
Then that seaman was the man they found murdered on Water Street. Is that it?
Right, boss. I recognized him the minute I looked at him down at the morgue.
You say he mentioned he was to sail tonight aboard a ship called the Chesley?
Yeah. When I first got in the cafe, I overheard him telling the barkeep he was a radio man assigned to the ship.
I see. Well, Ed, I suggest you contact the maritime office and have them check the personnel. And that way, you might find out who the murdered man is.
Well, okay, boss, I'll do that. Though they may not give me any satisfaction.
I don't see why not. There wouldn't be any secret about the Chesley being in port. The only secret would be its sailing time. Try it anyway, and let me know what you find out.
Right, I'll take a cab down there, and then give you a ring if I find out anything. Of course, I could have been wrong. Though I don't think so. I feel sure it's the same guy. I'll call you in about a half hour, boss.
All right, Ed. I'll be here a while yet.
So long, boss.
Hello?
Hello, boss. This is Lowry.
Oh, yes. What did you find out, Ed?
I came down to the maritime office like you suggested. At first, they were kind of cagey. But when I told them I thought that murdered guy was a seaman from the Chesley... They said they'd check with the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And I hung around when they got in touch with the Chesley. And when they checked, they found that all the personnel were aboard.
I see. Then you did make a mistake in your identification, huh?
Well, either that or the guy was lying about being assigned to that ship. But he didn't have any reason to hand me any stuff. And I know the dead man is the one I met in the cafe.
Well, somebody's making a mistake somewhere, Ed. You better drop the matter there and go over to police headquarters. And maybe they've found out more about the man by this time.
Just as you say, boss. Only I still think the guy was telling the truth. Of course, he could have just completed a trip on the Chesley, but he said he was sailing on her sometime tonight.
Did they tell you down there the Chesley's due to sail tonight?
No, they wouldn't say. Well, that's secret information, you know.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, I guess you'll have to forget that angle of it and see what else turns up.
Yeah, guess you're right, boss. I'll go on down to headquarters. So long.
Goodbye. Ed Lowry's one of the best reporters on the Daily Sentinel. He's a hound on details. He says the dead man is the same he met earlier tonight. I know it's so. Evidently, the Chesley's in port since the maritime office says they checked the personnel. That drunken man could have been speaking the truth. He was. There's something wrong somewhere. And I'm going to find out what.
¶¶
Leaving his office at the Sentinel building, Britt Reed went to his apartment, where Cato, his faithful Filipino valet and the only person knowing his identity as the Green Hornet, was waiting.
After hearing Fax Lie tell you, I also think something wrong, Mr. Britt.
As I see it, Cato, that seaman could have applied to the maritime office, according to the custom, for assignment to another ship, and after having just completed a trip.
Yes, Mr. Britt, and they give him certain papers to show when he go aboard.
Exactly. Anybody presenting those papers would be accepted aboard without question, no doubt.
No doubt.
It looks as though we're thinking the same thing, Cato. Guess we'd better satisfy our curiosity.
Aye, ready. Also, gas gun and Black Beauty.
Good. It won't hurt to have the Green Hornet do a little investigating. Maybe we'll find there's something more behind that murder than just a street brawl. Let's go, Cato.
Stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in his bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went along a narrow passageway built within the walls of the apartment house itself. This passage led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Britt Reed pressed a button. The freight car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness.
You're listening to The Green Hornet on When Radio Was. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This is Carl Bott, and this year, Linda and I are having a staycation at Holiday Harbor. Great facilities, boats, and of course, the Harbor Cafe. Harbor Cafe is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Great food, beer, wine, and of course, mimosas in the morning. Add that to the views of Lake Shasta, and there is no reason to go anywhere else. We love Holiday Harbor and the Harbor Cafe. That's a staycation every family will enjoy. Holiday Harbor.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Back to Robert Hall starring as the Green Hornet on When Radio Was.
Britt Reed and Cato sped through the darkness toward the waterfront in the Black Beauty. Meantime, in a secluded flat on Water Street, two men were looking at a copy of the Daily Sentinel.
See, Osaki? Lubeck's smarter than you give him credit for.
Credit is duly given to the Annabelle Lubeck. If the deed has been accomplished, as you seem to think, my friend.
There's no doubt that Lubeck eliminated that man whose body was found on the street. Didn't Lubeck phone me that he at last found the means to get aboard the Chesley?
Proper time to rejoice is when he has accomplished mission. To rejoice too soon adds bitterness to defeat.
Ah, you Japanese all alike. Half the time you're not human.
To show emotion is to show weakness, my honorable friend. Remember, the ship you speak of has not yet set sail.
It sails tonight, and Lubeck sails on it. He told me the man for whom he was waiting was a radio man assigned to that ship. We heard the drunken seaman talking in the seaman's cafe.
Time has a way of disrupting the plans of your people, as events in your honorable Germany have proven. Days must pass before Lubeck can contact your submarine.
Sometimes I wonder if your people in Japan don't have as much hate for us Nazis as you have for the Allies. Do you forget our countries are fighting side by side, Hirosaki?
Misfortunes of war make strange companions, Honorable Carr.
Shut up!
Silence of the lips oft portends deepness of thought, my honorable friend.
Think what you like, but be careful what you say. We Nazis know how to handle those who talk too much, Hirosaki.
Ill-advised threats often lead to unthought-of disaster. It were well for you to remember that. We Japanese trust to fate and the power of the Son of Heaven, and not to our backward-moving Nazi ally. This lowly person would be most sorry to be forced to use this.
No. No, Hirosaki. Put away that dagger. We have work to do together.
Fear of joining worthy ancestors should make you more amiable in my company from now on, Carl.
Put it away, Hirosaki. I'm your friend. I say things I don't mean at times.
There. Disperse your fears. For the time be. Now, my most worthy friend, we shall sit and enjoy each other's honorable company until such time as we are certain Lubeck has no further need to contact us.
Yes. You wait here until we're sure the ship has sailed. Lubeck said if anything went wrong, he'd come back here. Let's hope nothing happens to make his return necessary.
We take look at two ships, not find one named Chesley yet, Mr. Britt.
There's another one up ahead, Cato. That must be it. There aren't any others in port tonight.
Good thing it stopped raining, but night's still plenty dark.
So much the better for our purpose, Cato.
You plan to go on ship, Mr. Britt?
That's the general idea, Cato. I'd like to get into the radio room and see what the radio men aboard the Chesley are like.
We almost there, Mr. Britt.
Yes. Find a dark place to park the Black Beauty. I'm going to need you along with me.
I see good place up ahead.
You can stop there. It's about as good as any we can find, I guess.
I stop now. Now what we do, Mr. Britt?
I'm reasonably sure that's the Chesley. There'll probably be a sailor guarding the shore end of the gangplank.
How you get by guard?
I'm not going to try, Kato. That's where you come in.
What I do, Mr. Britt?
It'll be rather risky for you, Kato. I want you to walk up to the guard and engage him in conversation. Tell him you're looking for another ship and give any name. But don't arouse his suspicions.
And what you do?
See that hawser on this end of the ship holding it to the pier.
It's so dark, I... Oh, yes, Mr. Britt. I see outline of big rope now.
Good. That dim light back in there must be near the gangplank where the guard will be standing. While you go and hold the guard's attention, I'm going to try to make the deck of the Chesley by means of that hawser.
It's very dangerous, Mr. Britt. If guard see you or if you slip...
No time for if, Kato. Come on. Just as I thought. There's a sailor at the end of the gangplank, all right.
You be careful, Mr. Britt.
I will. All right, Cato. Go on and do your stuff.
As Cato approached the guard and engaged him in conversation, Britt Reed moved like a sinister shadow to the edge of the dock. Reaching out, he grasped the heavy rope with his hands.
Then, swinging his body free of the dock, he began climbing hand over hand toward the rail of the ship towering above. As he slowly moved up the rope higher and higher, he called upon every ounce of strength to keep him from losing his grip on the steep, slippery hawser, a slip which would dash him into the yawning black depths between the ship and the dock. He momentarily shivered, thinking what a target his body outlined against the city glow would make for the certain aim of the guard below. Then his hand touched the ship's rail, and slowly but surely he drew himself to the deck.
For a moment, I wouldn't make it. I worked my way forward while being seen to the radio room. If I find what I expect to find, the Green Hornet will have provided another scoop for the Daily Sentinel.
As Britt Reed worked his way warily toward the radio shack on board the Chesley, the two radiomen assigned to the ship were getting acquainted with the equipment and with each other inside the shack.
These new Liberty ships sure have first-class equipment.
Yeah, and it'll be a pleasure to use it.
Yeah, the last ship I was on was an old tub. I thought it would fall apart before we docked in a home port. How long have you been stranded ashore, Lynn?
Oh, a couple of weeks. Went home to see my folks.
Well, looks like I've been assigned a good assistant. You sure know your radio.
Thanks. By the way, who decides the watches on this ship?
Oh, that's already been arranged.
I was hoping I'd have the night watch. Of course, it doesn't make any difference, but it...
You've got it, pal. It's all yours.
Oh, good. You know, somehow I like the night watch better. When do we sail, do you know?
We have orders to sail at midnight. We're to join a convoy about 500 miles out.
Oh, a convoy, huh? Well, I knew we would, of course. One thing about being a radio man, you always know what's going on.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, I'll be glad when we get underway. Feel more at home on board in the radio shack.
Well, I can't say as I have any love for it, but... Yeah, we're doing our part in the war anyway.
Yeah, I feel that I am doing my part to help win the war.
Maybe you'll both get medals. Who knows?
What a masked man! How did you get aboard?
I have my methods. Others have theirs.
Hey, you must be the Green Hornet.
Good guessing.
What? You're a cool one, standing there with your hands in your pockets.
Now, that's a Green Hornet. Why would he come here?
I came here because I'm convinced one of you don't belong here.
You're the only one who don't belong aboard.
He works with spies. Let's rush him.
I'm with you. Hey, a gun.
Hey, Waldemar.
I see you understand German. You put your hands up, and the other guy didn't. Also, you speak it.
Hey, what is this? What are you... Lynn, what's he talking about?
Oh, he's trying to bluff. He's probably...
You may be going under the name of Lynn, but to my way of figuring, the real Lynn is lying dead at the city morgue. And you stabbed him to death.
It's a trick. Come on, rush him, quick. Come on.
You... Hold on, you don't know what you're doing.
I'll get him out of here.
Wait, I tell you.
Lynn'll get help. You won't get away.
You'll get away, you fool. I didn't want to do this.
No. Glass, I...
Gotta catch the Nazi before he gives me the slip. Reached the port rail. Got to catch him. Oh, he suddenly gave an alarm. The deck will be swarming with men in a minute. The Nazi's going to dive overboard. And there he goes. Well, there's only one way to catch up with him. Here goes.
Hey! Wait! All hands on deck! Man overboard! Man overboard!
Diving from the ship, Britt Reed came to the surface in time to see the escaping Nazis swimming desperately toward a remote part of the dock. With powerful strokes, Britt Reed cut through the water, exerting every muscle in order to overtake the man before he reached the shore. As Lubeck reached up to pull himself out, Britt Reed made a quick lunge, pulling him back into the murky water.
No.
Make yourself, Nazi.
No.
Then again and again, he pushed Lubeck underwater until the man was gasping for mercy. Looking up at the dock, Britt Reed suddenly realized someone was waiting to pull them out.
Quick, I hear others come soon.
Here, grab hold of this lug first.
He's unconscious, maybe. He'll be all right in a few minutes.
Some workout I've had tonight.
What do we do with him?
He's coming too. Come on. We'll put him between us and take him to the Black Beauty.
Hey, well,
hurry.
What are you going to do with me?
You will find out, Nazi. Come on, our work isn't finished yet.
Black Beauty, not far. Right over there.
Good. We'll get away from here. Then I have something to ask this rat.
Your car.
Get in, you.
Yeah, all right, Hornet.
All right. Now you take us to that flat you told me about while I was ducking you in the water. And when we get there, we'll leave you tied and gagged right outside the door. And tip off the cops will do the rest.
Sometime later, Britt Reed returned to his office, arriving just a few minutes before Lowry, excited and out of breath, rushed through the door.
Lowry, what's all the excitement?
Oh, plenty of things have happened, boss. You remember that seaman I told you about?
Yes. Did you find out who he is?
And how? You see, Sarge got a tip from some guy to get out of a dump on Water Street. And there we found a mug tied and gagged lying in front of the entrance to a flat. And stuck right in the front of his coat were a lot of papers showing he was a Nazi agent.
Imagine that.
Yeah, but that ain't all, boss. He had a paper saying he was Joe Lynn, radio man on the Chesley. And when Sarge checked up, we found he wasn't Lynn. Then he confessed to Lynn's murder.
Well, I'll be done.
Yeah, and we got two other spies who were hiding in the flat. Sarge searched the dump and found plenty of evidence. That seaman I met in the seaman's cafe was Joe Lynn. The Nazi was trying to take his place aboard ship. Boss, I knew there was something wrong all the time.
Well, what do you know? How did the Nazi you spoke of get tied up like that? Who found him out?
Well, believe it or not, he was babbling about the Green Hornet, boss. Seems he double-crossed a whole bunch of them.
I'd sure like to have been there when the Hornet was doing his stuff, Ed.
Oh, not me, boss. I feel a lot safer just sitting right here with you.
Copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit. All characters, names, places, and incidents are fictitious. Bob Height speaking. This is the Blue Network.
Murder in the Rain, starring Robert Hall as the Green Hornet, and originally broadcast on September 19, 1944. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next on Win Radio Was, I'll present the origin story from the serialized adventure program Buck Rogers in the 25th Century. Right after this break.
Good evening, friends of the creaking door. This is your host to welcome you again into the inner sanctum. Come in. Come on in, please. And will you excuse me while I scrape the mud off my hands? Got them dirty in the cemetery, digging up a plot for you.
Radio Spirits delivers you into the dark for 16 terrifying tales of suspense and the supernatural with their 8-CD Inner Sanctum Shadows of Death collection.
John. John, it's an open grave. Freshly dug.
Yes, Betty. It was just dug tonight.
But who is it for?
Betty, darling. I'm afraid it's for you.
Inner Sanctum Shadows of Death is regularly $31.95. But today, Win Radio Was listeners can order it for just $19.95. That's more than 35% off. Plus, get free shipping. Get your copy at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code FEAR77.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
We hope you're ready. The time to place your order is now.
Right now. Right now. You're frightened?
Don't get scared. Yet. Get Inner Sanctum Shadows of Death today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code FEAR77.
Until then, good night. Pleasant dreams.
Are you scared yet? You should be. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
So people who hunt and fish have terminology that they understand. In just a moment, I'll share some words and let's see if you know what I'm talking about.
At Higdon Outdoors, we help you get the most of every minute you spend hunting. There's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. We're using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your duck, goose, and turkey hunting experience even better. We welcome power calls to the Higdon Outdoors family. Unleash the power. Visit power-calls.com. That's power-calls.com.
If I say rut, do you think of a car track in your yard or pattern of behavior that is dull? For the outdoorsman, it is the breeding season for deer and our favorite time to hunt. If I say quiver, do you think cold, shaking, or does a device to carry your arrows come to mind? Learn more about the meanings of words to the outdoorsman at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. The first radio version of space adventure Buck Rogers was on CBS back in 1932 and was followed by four separate runs. Well, here now, the first episode from a mutual series. It originally played on April 4th of 1939.
Buck Rogers is back on the air. Buck and Wilma and all their fascinating friends and mysterious enemies in the super scientific 25th century. This program is brought to you by the makers of Popsicle, Fudgicle, and Creamsicle, those delicious frozen confections on a stick. Now I have a swell surprise for you. The famous winner of the typical American boy contest has now become Popsicle Pete. And here's a message from him.
Hello, everybody. I sure am glad to meet you. And boy, am I glad I was picked to be the typical American boy, because now I'm Popsicle Pete. I always wanted to be on the radio, and now I have a chance to tell you about some wonderful presents you can get free. Gee, you ought to see them. Hundreds of them. You get them just for saving bags from Nifty Popsicle, Fudgicle, and Creamsicle. Some gifts, even better than Christmas. You can get a wristwatch, a movie camera, table tennis, a wallet, a doll. Gee, lots of gifts. Just save the bags from Popsicle, Creamsicle, and Fudgicle on a handy stick. Boy, do they taste good.
Wholesome, too, and nourishing. Made fresh every day of the finest ingredients. The biggest 5 cents worth anywhere.
And say, kids, get the free illustrated Popsicle gift list at your ice cream store. A free coupon comes with it, worth 10 bags.
And now for Buck Rogers and his thrilling adventures 500 years in the future. As you probably know, Buck was born right here in our own times, in this 20th century. And the story of how he got started on his amazing adventures so far in the future is mighty interesting. But instead of telling you about it, let's turn the dial that'll project us ahead in time and find out all about it that way. Now, the capital of 25th century America is Niagara. And there it is that Dr. Huer, the great scientist, has his marvelous laboratory. In one room of it, he's working on a strange-looking device that sends a peculiar greenish light down onto a human figure lying on a table before him. Shall we join him there? Okay, then, here we go, 500 years into the future.
The ray is putting you to sleep. To sleep. Relax and sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
Good. The ray's had its effect. Now I can go ahead. Yes, come in. Oh, hello, Wilma.
Hello, Dr. Huer. My, why don't you have more light in here? Coming in from outside, I can hardly see a thing in this spooky greenish glow.
Part of a little experiment I'm conducting.
Oh.
But tell me, have you seen anything of Black Barney here in Niagara?
Why, no. He hasn't given up his job of Prime Minister on Mars, has he?
Oh, no, no. But one of his Martian rocket ship factories has worked out a new control device for me. I rather hoped he'd get here with it today.
Oh.
Meantime, I've made ready for a final test of this little invention here. Like to stay and see it?
Oh, I'd love to, Doctor, and you know it, but I just dropped in to find out if you'd seen any sign. Oh.
What's the matter?
Doctor, what's happened to him?
Eh?
Is he all right? Doctor.
I see.
What's happened to him? Why is he lying here on the table?
Don't worry, Wilma.
Don't worry. Doctor, what are you...
He has offered to be the subject of my test, that's all.
But then, why is he...
Simply lying here, comfortably asleep, under the influence of my electrohypnotic ray.
Oh, I was afraid something had happened to him.
Not a thing. Surely you don't think for a minute that I'd do anything...
No, of course not. But the electrohypnotic ray, are you sure this experiment won't hurt him in any way?
Oh, absolutely sure.
Well, you can't blame me for being a little shocked for a minute. But what's that thing up near his head that looks like a miniature power plant with a loudspeaker on top of it?
That, Wilma, is my latest scientific achievement. My newly perfected electro-hypno-mentalophone.
Your what?
Well, you remember the mentaloscope, don't you?
Sure. When you put a person under the mentelloscope, all his memories showed up on a sort of moving picture screen.
That's right. And this is an adaptation of it.
Oh.
With this, the electro-hypno-mentelophone, the memories of the subject will come to us verbally, through the loudspeaker here. Provided, of course, that my calculations have been correct.
Hmm. Sort of read a person's mind aloud, you mean?
Yes, yes, that's it exactly.
Where do you ever get ideas for things like this, Dr. Hewer? Surely people don't just barge in and ask you to work them out.
Hardly. The scientific research and experimentation that led up to the development of this machine was started way back in the 20th century.
Why, I always thought that the people back in the 20th century weren't much better than savages in what they knew about scientific things.
Oh, not at all, Wilma. Oh, we owe a great deal to the scientists of those days. Were it not for the groundwork laid by men like Einstein, Fitzgerald, Compton, Millikan, and the rest, oh, we'd be without a great many of the things we have today.
They never really got anywhere with rocket ship development or anything like that, though, did they?
Well, successful rocket flight depends on two things that have been brought into existence only recently.
One of them must be inertron.
Yes, inertron. The material that defies gravity and makes it possible to lift a big spaceship off the Earth and away from its terrific gravitational pull without too much waste of power.
And what's the other?
Impervium. The only metal capable of withstanding the high temperature of rocket blast for any length of time.
Oh.
But now, let's go ahead with this experiment.
Yes, let's. And you can tell me how this apparatus works as we go along, just what it does to them.
Well, not very much to tell you about the apparatus itself, Wilma. Except that here, in this little pad under his head, is an extremely sensitive and high-frequency response piezoelectric oscillator of quite complicated design.
Yes, I guess so.
Yes. And I've succeeded in tuning it to receive the minute electronic impulses that emanate from his brain.
Yeah.
Through the medium of a super-radiating protonoformer.
Oh, what?
In other words, we're able to obtain sufficient amplification of the impulse output to register audibly through a process of thermionic note magnification. That's all there is to it.
I think I'll understand it better when I see this thing work.
I should be very much disappointed if it doesn't.
Oh, don't you worry about that, Doctor. Your inventions always work.
I have been rather lucky in most of my experiments, haven't I?
Lucky?
Well, now let's proceed with this one.
All right. Anything I can do to help?
No, thanks. Well, first of all, we'll have to switch in the electroniformer.
Gives the electroniformer a sort of eerie sound.
Yes. And now, when I switch on this microphone and speak to him, my words will be registered directly on his brain. Not through his ears, you understand, but directly on his brain.
Uh-huh.
And if we're successful, we'll receive his subconscious response through the loudspeaker.
Go ahead, Doctor.
Now.
You're listening to The Adventures of Buck Rogers. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at WePeopleRadio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
We continue with Buck Rogers on When Radio Was.
Is the electroniformer a sort of eerie sound?
Yes. And now, when I switch on this microphone and speak to him, my words will be registered directly on his brain. Not through his ears, you understand, but directly on his brain.
Uh-huh.
And if we're successful, we'll receive his subconscious response through the loudspeaker.
Go ahead, Doctor.
Now, young man, what is your name? I said, what is your name?
Buck Rogers.
Wilma, it works.
But, Doctor...
My invention's a success.
But, Doctor, what happened?
It works even better than I thought it would.
He didn't move his lips, though. And how could we hear him talk if he didn't move his lips?
It read his mind aloud, Wilma. It read his mind aloud.
Sounded right like his real voice, though.
Well, of course. Because he thinks of speech in the same manner that he utters it.
Great day. It doesn't seem possible. Ask him some more questions.
Yes. Yes, by all means. Listen. Buck, you were born back in the 20th century, were you not?
Yes, sir. This is the 25th century.
Do you see, Wilma? His memory's preserved intact.
May I ask him a question?
Surely. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Buck, how did you happen to come to the 25th century?
One day in the year 1919, I was in the lower workings of an abandoned mine near the city of Pittsburgh.
Yes?
All of a sudden, the supports that held up the walls and ceiling gave way and the whole thing caved in on me.
Yes?
Some kind of peculiar gas was released. It put me to sleep. It kept me in a state of suspended animation for 500 years. Then the ground shifted and let in fresh air, and I woke up.
Well, how did you know you were in suspended animation for 500 years?
Instead of the year 1919, it was the year 24-something. To be exact, it was 24...
How did you know what year it was?
I was told about it by Lieutenant Wilma Deering, a beautiful girl soldier I met when I first hit.
Oh, then you knew Wilma Deering.
Oh, I certainly do. She's the finest and bravest girl who ever lived.
Buck Rogers?
Yes?
Did you find anything new and different when you first came into the 25th century?
Oh, a great deal, thanks to Dr. Hewer.
Dr. Hewer?
The greatest scientist who ever lived.
What's this?
Nowhere in the universe is there a scientist who's done so much good for humanity or done anything that can even...
Wait a minute, Buck.
Yes?
Forget Dr. Hewer and go on with what you were saying.
But he's the man who invented the first rocket ship that took us to the moon. And it was that trip that proved the practicability of interplanetary flight.
Practicability of interplanetary flight? Nothing wrong with this machine, Doctor.
Where else have you gone by rocket ship, Buck?
First to Mars, where we helped King Analdo put down an invasion by the Martian tiger men.
Yes.
Then to Saturn and the Saturnian moons, Venus, Jupiter, and even far off Pluto.
Which planet did you find most interesting?
Well, that's hard to say. Jupiter has the biggest field for exploration simply because it's so much larger than the rest of the planets.
Very true. Do you expect to do any more rocketing around through outer space?
Well, there's nothing else I'd rather do, sir.
Well, Wilma, do you like my little contraption?
Oh, it's wonderful, Doctor. I told you it would work.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to ask, Buck, before I turn off this green ray?
Let's wake him up and see if he remembers anything that happened during the experiment.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Come on, Buck. Wake up.
Huh?
I say, wake up. You've been asleep.
Asleep?
Uh-huh.
Oh, hello, Wilma.
Hello.
Hey, where'd you come from? What are you doing here?
I've just been let in on the test of Dr. Hewer's electro...
Electro-hypno-mentalophone.
Yeah.
Oh, doggone it. Instead of helping you with your test, I fell asleep. Say, I'm awfully sorry, Doctor.
Sorry?
Oh, yes, sir. I was going to help
you. I put you to sleep with this machine.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Well, I guess that's one on me, then. How did it work?
Even better than I expected.
Oh, good.
Oh, it was marvelous, Buck. You told us your whole life history without even opening your mouth.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
it's all right, Buck. You didn't say a single thing you shouldn't have.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Let's put Wilma under it.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, you have to do something for excitement around here. Come on, Wilma.
Oh, you're never satisfied unless there's something exciting going on, are you, Buck?
Well, it's not as bad as all that, Doctor, but... things have been sort of slow around here lately. And...
wait until we start making tests of the new type of gyrocosmic relative aid I've just devised.
A new one?
Isn't that the equipment on a rocket ship that makes it possible to take off without much loss of time for pickup?
That's right. And without the usual physical effects of too quick acceleration. It removes from your ship the normal effects of weight and inertia and momentum and the like.
Well, how have you improved the relative aid, Doctor?
Buck, if this new instrument does what I hope it will, there'll be practically no limit to the speed of a rocket ship immediately upon taking off.
Good night. Imagine getting into the control cabin, opening the power lever, and going a couple of thousand miles an hour just like that.
That's exactly what we'll be able to do, Wilma.
Boy, that hardly seems possible, does it? But when can we test it out, Doctor? Have you already got it installed on a rocket ship?
No, Buck. As a matter of fact, I don't even have it yet.
Huh?
Oh, it's been made up all right. The one we use for the test, but it isn't right here yet.
I don't understand, Doctor.
Well, yes, sir. Can't we get it here? The sooner we can get it and start trying it out, the sooner we can break the monotony of just sitting around here
Wait, Buck. Listen.
Oh, yes, Doctor. I hear it, too.
Well, yeah.
Hear it?
Yes, sir. But what under the sun is it?
Look here, out of the window.
Look, heaven's Wilma. And it's coming right down this way. Wilma.
Bob!
Hey, Buck's wish for excitement certainly came true in a hurry. Great day. I wonder what that was. And I certainly hope he and Wilma and Dr. Hewer are all right.
The first episode of a Mutual Broadcasting version of Buck Rogers of the 25th Century. It aired back on April 4th, 1939. And that same year, there was a Buck Rogers film series, which starred an Olympic swimmer. I'll name that gold medalist and then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
Moving and grooving with MusicRewind.com and 160s girl group classics. A 4-CD collection of chart-topping hits from the best girl groups of the 60s. Enjoy the original recordings of some of the biggest female groups from the 60s, such as the Shirelles, the Chantels, the Angels, the Cookies, the Supremes, the iCats, and many more. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now to get 160s girl group classics and pay only $22.98. A great deal for this 4-CD set. Plus, get reduced shipping by using promo code GIRLS33. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code GIRLS33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Holmes! Holmes, it can't be.
But it is, Watson. Beyond any shadow of doubt.
Yes, beyond any shadow of doubt. The Dog Days of Summer sale at Radiospirits.com is filled with plenty of danger, daring, and deduction. For a limited time, pay half price on every Sherlock Holmes CD box set. Just go to Radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code HOLMES50 to save 50% now.
I wonder, Watson.
Oh, not really, Holmes. Even you can't find anything to wonder about.
Wonder no more about this great sale. Go to Radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 now and get 50% off every Sherlock Holmes CD collection.
Great heavens, Holmes!
That's HOLMES50 at Radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. And pay half price. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Griebel.
California politicians are turning restaurant employees into criminals if they give their customers plastic straws. Several cities have already banned straws, but the state of California wanted to go further, imposing fines and jail sentences. The first draft would have fined waiters $1,000 or 6 months in jail for giving customers straws without being asked. The final version that became law reduced the amount of the fines, but any fine for just offering straws is ridiculous. America will survive this disposable straw crisis, but these nanny state politicians could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Individual freedom is our birthright, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460.